Tomorrow's News Today.
Our economy, etc. So I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president. So if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get a unhappy surprise, I think. That is number one.
It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
It is Thursday, July 18th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I will be back in Austin tonight. We have massively huge, informative guests coming up today on the broadcast about the very mysterious put options bet against the Trump organization and against his Truth Social, billions of dollars worth of them, by a super hardcore leftist group that dedicates its funds to the ADL and to the Democratic Party and to Soros and to BlackRock. It is an ESG company whose job it is to go out and politically, like Larry Fink said, the head of BlackRock last year, control people's behavior. Now, they've kept it secret what they set their put price at or their bet against the stock, but it's in the billions. 12 million plus shares of Truth Social were shorted in the 2 weeks, 12 days up until even the day before the shooting. They filed all of this. It broke yesterday. And they said, oh, it's just a mistake. When you file one of the biggest puts in history, you get a visit from the SEC. Now they're saying it's a mistake, which looks to me like a naked short, whereas event or whatever they were told didn't occur. Then they just say, oh, it's just an accident. So now they've withdrawn their bet, which I don't think you're even legally allowed to do. Now we're investigating the company and other reported puts and shorts and naked shorts they've done. Now, I know a lot about this stuff, but just enough to get in trouble. But I'm calling top stock experts, Edward Dowd coming on, Dr. Kirk Elliott coming on, Mike Adams knows this stuff, forwards and backwards, he's coming on today. And it looks like I've got all three of them. I know two of them are already set up. So Mike Adams and, of course, Kirk Elliott. It looks like we're getting Edward Dowd on, Ivan Raiklin, Green Beret, lawyer, Defense Intelligence Agency guy, great guy. He's got breaking news coming up here in about 30 minutes. I will be filing reports on the road as I go to the airport and as I call in and as things break, and I'll be shooting videos to go up at Real Alex Jones on X. But this is a very, very historic moment. I filed a report on X about an hour ago dealing with this company and just some of the facts. I called some stock people just to ask them, is this correct what I'm saying? Is this correct what other people are saying? They said, yeah, that's exactly where this is going. I mean, one in a billion that the Secret Service wouldn't put people on the roof. One in a billion they let the guy wander around for a long time. And we have that video we'll show you coming up of the shooter. One in a billion that the advance team would do this. One in a billion that Trump would turn his head right at the right time. I mean, everything the globalists do is turning against him. And it's one in a trillion, folks, that you'd have some company put 12 million shorts in, puts against one Trump company, Truth Social, in the days leading up to the shooting. And then the head of the company actually said, just move along. This is just a mistake. We've amended our filing now. After we discovered this error, it's just an error that a leftist group that is an investment company in Austin that is one of the main funders of the ADL and is hooked in with Soros, BlackRock, all of it, and carries out ESG operations would do something like this.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD.
Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Lifeline. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Economy, etc. So I don't think that Donald Trump is going to be president. So if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get a unhappy surprise. I think that is number one.
It's just unquestionable at this point that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
And we are back on this live Thursday, July 18th, 2024 transmission. I was going to air this special report a little bit later in the hour, but we've got so many huge guests coming up. I want to do it in just a moment. It is titled Leftist Investment Company Austin Private Wealth Admits to Filing a Report with the SEC on their shorting of 12 million Donald Trump company stocks starting 12 days before and leading up to the day before the assassination attempt. Within hours of the attack Saturday, I called for the Trump Organization to investigate any suspicious puts placed against the Trump empire in the weeks and days leading up to the attempted coup. It is now 100% clear that the Secret Service deliberately stood down. The globalists know their time is coming and an end. So they know their time is coming to an end, and they will try to kill President Trump again. I want to air this short special report right now. I want to encourage you to go share it. We've got stock experts coming on to discuss this, but just like 9/11, massive shorts, record shorts against the different companies associated with the World Trade Center and more. And those led back to intelligence agencies and globalist organizations. So this is a big, 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 big deal. And the company could not be more globalist, leftist, ESG. They're all about enforcing global ESG. That's the corporate law, the corporate social credit score, and then we go under a corporate social credit score. I'm going to go to this special report, then we're going to come back with other massive breaking news and developments. The Republic is now fighting for its life. Here is the report.
Austin Private Wealth is a wealth fund based in Austin, Texas. It's been around since 2017, and its open mission is to make profits and then donate the majority of the profits to ESG-related BlackRock leftist organizations like the ADL, Black Lives Matter, you name it. And they don't just give directly to those groups. They then also give to larger leftist foundations that distribute the money. Now, I said on Saturday and Sunday and Monday, I said people need to look at insider trading against Trump's companies and put options like we saw on 9/11. And if it was an inside job, which is now overwhelmingly clear, it will lead back to incredibly irregular shorts against Trump companies like True Social. This was absolutely massive. 12 million contracts put in to short the stock, believing that it would be going massively down. Now, within about 12 hours, of this news breaking yesterday, the head of the company came out and said it's just a clerical error in the SEC filings with Bloomberg. It's our mistake. And he actually said, move along, like Obi-Wan Kenobi, when they go, are these the droids? He said, these aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along, move along. Even if it's the regular trade they make is true, it's still massive and huge. But we are talking about amounts of money here that are just staggering. Now, we're posting an article on Infowars.com that has their press release, the statements, screenshots, the filings, all of this. But they're not denying that they filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission one of the biggest shorts ever. I believe that this looks like a naked short. And by that, they went on paper and made the bet, but they don't have the money to cover it. And so now, because his stock didn't go down like they wanted to, now, oh my gosh, we just filed with the federal government wrong. And that's how most of these shorts are done. In fact, that's the majority of them. That's one way they've kept silver down for decades, but now it's failing, is by going into the market and manipulating the price of silver down, and then people basically believe it. And then when it goes down, they're able to cover their losses. I'm going to get some stock experts on to explain all this, but any layperson can understand this. It's done a lot. Maybe one chance out of 100 that this is all just a wild, crazy mistake. But again, they're the ones that filed this with the government. Now you add to that, now we have the video of the shooter wandering around for 20, 30 minutes beneath the building looking up at it. And we have him with a rangefinder being questioned. He looks like a total whack job. And then he goes into the building that's the police command center and somehow gets on the roof and then is there for 26 minutes. And then the head of the Secret Service says, well, that roof was too sloped when it's barely even sloped. You know, the White House is like that. And then they put the counter sniper team on a roof with a higher slope. It's just total insane crap, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody knows it's a lie. And so the advance team and the people in charge were told to stand down. They wanted a public execution of Trump to enrage the right wing in America, that the globalists would stage false flags, I predicted this months ago, and bring in civil unrest, call it civil war, and declare a national emergency. The old-fashioned name is martial law. That has been the plan the whole time. But everybody needs to stay focused on not just this company and these very mysterious things that were happening, but on other companies and other groups. And boy, when Trump gets in on January 21st, 2025, you know that that Austin company is getting a visit. When you go read where they donate the money, I mean, it is a who's who of George Soros' New World Order. And one of the biggest is the ADL. And the ADL is out there all over the place, taking control of the police departments, running intelligence operations against private citizens, you name it. So this is very, 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 very sinister. And very, very, very suspicious, but hey, they could be innocent, or somebody could just give them info and they didn't know what they were doing. So let's not be mean to them. Let's not threaten them. They, you know, this just may be completely normal. Like they said, move along. Nothing to see here. Move along. And we hope that's the case. But just like on 9/11, I don't think it's the case, ladies and gentlemen. This was a stand down. We know that. And I know this. Trump is 10 times bigger than he ever was. He's bigger than Elvis and John Wayne mixed together with John Lennon. He is in extreme danger, and I'm kind of seeing a carnival atmosphere at the RNC, and people need to understand this is maximum danger zone right now. Okay, we need to be praying for President Trump. President Trump last night said, I thank God that you changed my life. You know, God is real. We'll play that video coming up. He needs to go further and call directly on God to intercede and save the Republican elite, God, and direct him. That's what George Washington did. That's what all great leaders have done in our republic. And only God can give us the discernment we need to defeat this. Trump was defended by God. At the last middle second, he turned his head and didn't get killed. So this is serious, serious time. I'm going to do another report on Biden. I told you I predicted by about the 21st or so he would step down a few weeks ago. And yesterday, I'm sick, he tweets. And then he comes out and he goes, oh, I've got COVID. And then he also said earlier in the morning, well, if I get sick, I'm going to have to step down. So he's now just introducing that out there to step down. And I think he will step down very, very soon. And I think he will pardon his criminal brother and his criminal son and a bunch of other people, and then he will just play out the rest of his term, but be gone on January 1st. And I don't think Mayorkas and Garland and the other criminals that are really running this government that have hijacked it are going to let Trump get anywhere near that Capitol building to be sworn in on January 21st. That's why this is so serious, because you've got Victoria Nuland, you've got all these CIA people, it's all on my ex-account, Real Alex Jones, saying Trump's about to get a nasty surprise. He isn't going to be the president. He said that a month ago. She goes, don't you worry. He's about to get a nasty surprise. Trump didn't be the president. And you've got them all saying, we're going to kill this guy, we're going to put a bullet in him, and they're just parading around in front of you. They killed Kennedy in broad daylight. People better take this deadly serious. Okay, this isn't a Netflix show. It's not entertainment. This is the real world, and the globalists want Trump out of the way to go to World War III. More reports coming up. Stay with us. Got a bunch of huge guests today on this live transmission.
And, you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Fight, fight, fight. This is the real world. This is history happening in front of your eyes. This is the New World Order battling in its coup against America to stay in control and to stay in power. And we need to be praying for President Trump. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown yesterday was really smart, not just spiritually, but politically. He said, look, Trump has got to call on Christ. Trump has got to say this is a battle between good versus evil. Everybody else in these foxholes has done it. Tucker Carlson, myself, even Joe Rogan says he now believes in Jesus. We need Jesus. I mean, this is a real spiritual battle. The devil's taking the mask off. And Trump, they'll play it later after I leave. The clip's up on X. Or hell, we may just play it now if you guys don't have it. I think I've seen it. I don't know if it's on the list, but I reposted it this morning on X. Last night, he went off to a subgroup at the RNC. And maybe he'll say it in his main speech tonight. He certainly should. And he said, this has really changed me. I've always known, you know, God's there and in control, but you know, this has really changed me, and I'm very thankful to God. I think God, you know, protected me. And he's, you know, went on to thank God. That is absolutely essential. It's not number one. It's everything, because I've experienced it myself. God is real. God is great. We're up against princes and principalities and the forces of evil here, ladies and gentlemen. And it's time to stop letting the Democrats and the corporate media dictate things and tell us who to associate with and what to say. And that they take good, wholesome things we say and say they're evil and say they're bad. Instead of running from that, we need to run towards it, like J.D. Vance has done, defending me when he was running for Senate, defending me when he was a senator, defending me just recently, saying Alex Jones is way more credible than the corporate media. It's not about me getting attention. It's about they picked me to demonize to make everybody try to deny me and shun me, which didn't work, because they saw me as the archetypal populist patriot who had their number and knew how to beat them. And they tried to get me off the air almost 6 weeks ago with a desperate Justice Department operation that a federal judge blocked without even an order, because I knew this was coming. And just like I told you, they're going to blame Iran for the assassination. They tried that days after I told you that. And just like I told you, I believe Biden would be gone by the 21st. We have the clips, and I still think that number is going to hold. And yesterday, he cancels his engagements. He cancels going out. Then he says, I'm sick. And then he says, I have COVID. And if I have an illness, I may drop out of the race. They're already segueing that to do it. So at every level, they rigged the primary for him. They stole the election from Trump. They tried to take Trump off the ballot. Now Biden won't do what they're telling him. So they want to remove him because he's such an embarrassment. They are completely running around like chickens with their heads cut off. Total confusion has been sown into the enemy camp by God Almighty. So I thank God and give God all the glory for this. And we have to have maximum courage to just tell the truth. And I said it Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I said, we've got to have Congress people. We've got to have military experts. They've got to come out and say, look, this was an inside job, a total stand down, and not let the gaslighting work. And now all the experts agree.
that the advanced team, the current team, the shooter wandering around for hours inside the fairgrounds, wandering around with a rangefinder, looking up at the roof, and then no Secret Service on that main roof, the closest to Trump, and then they let him climb up there for 26 minutes and then take his shots before they killed him. You could see the snipers on the radio, the counter snipers, saying, "We got him, we got him." I mean, you have to mime it. You can see it. They've got him. They're on the radios. They're freaking out. Police and people are saying, "Gun, gun, you know, shooter, man on roof." They're all running away. And then those in command told them to stand down. Oh, it's a sloped roof and all this other crap that they've told you is not working. The people are seeing through it. And now we have this major Democrat investment firm making the biggest short or biggest, I believe, naked short put in their history, on Donald Trump's Truth Social stock, betting that it was going to go down massively and filing with the federal body, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. They were doing this. Normally, a put that big by anybody, you get a visit from the SEC. And now they're like, "Oh, it's just an accident we did that. You know, we just accidentally filed and admit with the agency and on the stock sites and everywhere that we did this. We've now withdrawn that." Yeah, because Donald Trump isn't dead, and now that bet didn't work. I don't know where Truth Social, it's like Donald Trump Digital Media, I forget the exact name. I don't know where that is right now, but we've got Edward Dowd coming up. We've got Mike Adams coming up. We've got Dr. Kirk Elliott coming up. We've got the real experts digging into all this, and they're going to bring you that information during the broadcast today. And then for the millions of you watching, this is an InfoWar. It's up to you to get those clips that we'll post to X and flood the zone with those. But good job to all the internet researchers and sleuths and to Laura Logan and others that went out and dug this information up. If you want to follow it all, it's on Real Alex Jones on X. Be sure and follow me there. Be sure to do your own research. Be sure and look into this. And we're looking into other shorts on Trump systems in his empire. Other shorts on other publicly traded companies he has. And we're looking at other shorts of other groups like Rumble. And so because they're moving against all of us right now, and that's economic warfare, that to shut Alex Jones off the air outside of any congressional or law or court order, or criminal action to go after Trump's organizations, to plunge them during a period like this. So before I finish up with Biden, hit some other news here and bring up all these big guests and analysis and breaking news. And Trump set to speak tonight, at the, big RNC. We'll have live coverage here this evening with Owen Schroyer, Chase Geiser and others and myself. I'll be, back by then. Probably should be there before it ends. So look for that and pray for us. But listen, we're in a war with the New World Order. And this isn't Netflix. It isn't Disney. This isn't entertainment. I'm a real person. You're real. I can't fight the globalists without your help. Trump can't fight the globalists without your help. And Trump needs your prayers and financial support. But he's been flooded and glutted with money. What he needs is spiritual protection now. InfoWars needs you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Trump bulletproof shirt. Now being printed. Going to be shipping out soon. And it is a fundraiser item. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com where the big super sale, Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus and Nitric Boost and all these other incredible game-changing products at InfoWarsStore.com. And also the great line, I never talk about enough, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. And the reason I started this a few years ago with a top manufacturer who we learned we were buying most of our supplies from already was I knew going into bankruptcy, we may not have the money to buy the products ourselves and warehouse them. But if I went and partnered with a top company who just adds like $5 on average onto their cost, and then we get the rest of the money, that's what InfoWars MD is a big national supplement maker who then just private labels their own product for us. Their turmeric's as good as ours. Nitric Boost was their product. They just let us go and make it ourselves so we'd make more money because they support us. And they don't want their name said because they'll get targeted, but it's in the top five supplement makers. You know, their stuff is in stores all over the country. And so they said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line. We just want, depending on the product, $4 to $6, you know, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. So when you order any InfoWars MD, it comes out of three big warehouses in the U.S. It's one of the top companies in the U.S. And then we don't have to pay for the inventory and we don't have to wait. They just have the inventory already ready and labeled. And as they need more, they just put our label on it. So I'm always thinking ahead or trying to think ahead of chinks in our armor with this stuff. And because the last CRO, who was obviously a globalist and wanted to take off air, he admitted to that, and tried to hijack the company, tried to shut us down, I made those moves and got that. And now that's going to be essential because the X2, the X3, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I think it may have already been sold out. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. And I don't want to give our strategy out. We have about a 70% chance of staying on air in the next 3 months. So you'll get your products. We're still open. We're here. I mean, who knows? The globalists might, because they're so desperate, they might drop a bomb in the building. I mean, seriously, I pray to God that doesn't happen. I'm saying anything goes, but we're open. The products we have are ready to ship. But going into, you know, this situation in the next 3 months, we have about a 70% chance of a maneuver that will keep this operation on air. The enemy already basically knows the maneuvers, but I'm not going to get into it. But pray for us. This is so important. InfoWars MD. InfoWars MD. And don't forget, separate from InfoWars, whatever happens to us, I'm going to try to stay on air after this. Yeah, that's our other backup plan. My dad's company, drjonesnaturals.com. Incredible supplements, incredible quality, top of the line, the best nano silver products, the best colloidal silver, just absolutely incredible products at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. And that is how you absolutely keep us on the air. Plus you get great products. So thank you all for your support. drjonesnaturals.com, InfoWars MD, all of it available at drjonesnaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. All right. Chase Geyser and Owen Schroyer and Ivan Raiklin and Edward Dowd and Mike Adams and Kirk Elliott are all coming up. I'm going to shoot some other key reports on other key subjects. It's just so incredible. We caught them with their pants down. The globalists are in total disarray. They don't know what to do. God is literally giving us a chance to turn this whole thing around right now. So maximum effort, peaceful effort, maximum prayer, maximum action in the info war, and maximum support of the organizations and groups that have stood the test of time and have defeated the globalists. Thanks for your support. And that means support Tucker Carlson, support InfoWars, support President Trump. You know, Joe Rogan's getting super hardcore. You know, thank him for what he's doing. Because believe me, we're putting our lives, our names, our treasure, our families on the line. This is a powerful time. And please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and to Rob Duher here with me right now. Thank you. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now at InfoWarsStore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. And just know this, that we're not living in boring times. Everybody should be on the edge of their seat. All right, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last
federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump is going to be president, so if that's what Putin's betting on, he's going to get a unhappy surprise, I think. That is number one.
It's just unquestionable at this point that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
So, you just saw a congressman say Trump needs to be eliminated. That means killed. You see Biden say put a target on Trump. You have seen other Democrats say kill him. You've seen Victoria Nuland say Trump will be taken out. You just saw Mudd of the CIA saying the CIA is going to kill this guy. That's what they're doing. And we got a well-known, successful Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency lawyer, Ivan Ranklin, with us. He's got intel on the convention. Are the Trump people taking the threat serious? What's the security like there without getting out any intel to the bad guys? Is it protected from truck bombs? You had U.S. senators chasing and peacefully, but very aggressively, as they should, first confronting her for like 5 minutes, and then she runs. They had the Secret Service and saying, we know you stood down. We're not putting up with this. That's the attitude we need. No more of their gaslighting. They do nothing but lie to us. They denied there was inflation, and they denied the border was open. They denied fentanyl was a problem. These people are the enemy. But I've been first off, and I'm going to hand it over to Chase Geiser. We have huge guests like yourself coming up throughout the day, and I'm asking the viewers to be the force multipliers. Going to take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X and the feed from Infowars.com/show. That's imperative, and share that everywhere, because they've been trying to take out our communications for this exact event we saw, and there's the maximum danger of them trying to kill Trump now, because when I said he's 10 times stronger, he's 100 times stronger. He is a world phenomenon. Nothing in the last 100 years has been like this when it comes to the amount of cult of personality, other than, and he was a bad guy, other than Adolf Hitler. And Trump has now literally gone past that in world famousness right now. And of course, Hitler was infamous. Trump is now loved and famous all over the world. So America is the best house in a bad neighborhood. We are blessed. We are important. As we go, so goes the world. This fight is for the whole future of humanity. And I'm so blessed and honored to be here. But people need to realize that this isn't a carnival. I saw so much footage of the RNC, so much footage everywhere. I would have had a tone of how dark this is and how serious this is and how this is an attack on the people, as Trump always says. They're not trying to get me. I'm standing in the way of them getting to you. Trump did call on God yesterday at a side event. We have that clip. After you leave, we're going to play that. And Chase is going to talk about that. I'm going to shoot a video on that. But a report on that. But Trump needs to say this is good versus evil. And he needs to say it's clear there was a stand down. And he needs to say we need to investigate who did it. Just as Congressman Mills said on Sunday on CNN. He said, I was a sniper leader of whole operations for security when presidents came to the Middle East and other places. I've run over 2,000 operations. He said that he had help. And we now have him wandering around with a rangefinder and them questioning him. We have, then how's he go get the gun? How's he get up in the building? All of this is inside job. They plan to kill Trump there. Clearly the leadership of the Secret Service has been bought off, has been compromised. They're controlled by Mayorkas. There's no chance that this was a screw up. And that's what all the experts like yourself are saying. So I want to keep refocusing on the fact that we've caught them in an attempted coup. And you're an expert on this as well. Speak to that briefly and then start briefing everybody on what you're seeing at the RNC and what's unfolding, what you think the enemy's next move is going to be. Ivan Raiklin, I'm going to sign off here for a little while. Your guest host right now will be the great Chase Geiser. Ivan Raiklin.
I appreciate you having me back on, Alex. I think the biggest news for today is it was just announced that Elon Musk is actually going to be speaking at the RNC convention. That is absolutely massive. And I'm hearing that his focus on the speech is going to be trying to shore up and stop the illegal nature of our electoral systems to create a more free, fair, transparent, secure electoral infrastructure. As far as the security posture, yesterday I was there. I mean, you have some infiltrators that are inside, and I apologize. This guy just showed up as we started the show in the background. Hopefully you can hear me. Unfortunately, there's a lot of
you sound good, Ivan. Go ahead, buddy.
So, as far as the security posture, I mean, it's pretty tight. Between federal, state, and local, I suspect my assessment is that no one's going to really move a finger because if we have infiltrators in terms of the Secret Service trying to do something deliberate, potentially, like it looks like what happened on July 13th, the crowd will dispense with them appropriately. And so they have that to consider if they're going to want to do another.
Ivan, let me stop you because I just learned this from you. This is mega massive. This means Elon Musk is all in. This is confirmed. Elon Musk is on his way there now, and we'll speak tonight.
I'm seeing it all throughout. I mean, you guys can pull that up. Here we go. It looks like that may not have been an actual.
Yeah, he's saying at 11:03 a.m. today that he's not speaking at the RNC. I believe it was a rumor.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll continue to track that. We'll continue to track that.
Correct.
Let's move on from that. The fog of war. Everybody's doing great here. Go back to where you were then on infiltrators. I know you're an expert on security. You don't want to say the problems because that helps other enemies know what to do. But generally, what is your assessment of the security there?
I think the security posture is adequate. I mean, it's appropriate. As far as infiltrators, when I mentioned that, I specifically mentioned infiltrators in the information war landscape. So you had a what are they, we call them, mother jokes reporter, tried to confront me and tried to attempt to get me in another hit piece. That she was rudely mistaken and kind of provided her a class in how to, I guess, be a reporter, but she failed to listen. I provided you a clip.
No, I saw that. I saw that. I saw that. And then, by the way, MSNBC doesn't even really have the reporters there. They're doing it virtually with fake screens behind them being deceptive, showing how paralyzed they are. I saw your clips, Ivan, and we can even have you back tomorrow to go over all those. And they're incredible clips, and I've reposted them on X. And I'm going to leave you alone and let you go where you want here in a minute. But moving back to how freaked out you think.
Also, the hit piece that was done on me last week, they actually deployed those two reporters from raw sewage to confront me, and they were absolutely shaking in their hands. I offered them to sit down with me outside in the courtyard in that central area, offered them a glass of water or Gatorade, and they just came at me in a very confrontational, belligerent manner. And I just simply calmly called them out on it. So I think they're kind of losing their you-know-what, and they're trying to do everything they can to find out what I'm working on with Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger as we start to motivate Elon Musk to release the mother of all Twitter files. I had a 30-minute meeting
They're definitely scared of you, and I want you to speak to that. This is a key weak point in the Dragon scales like smog or the exhaust port on the Death Star. So you're not just bringing yourself into the story. You're saying you're really getting Musk trying to release these messages, and Musk knows about it, and we're on that. And I'm going to leave here and let you continue and have Chase pop in. But I'm asking you, though, looking at this, the enemy's clearly in disarray. Everything's falling apart. You've got senators chasing the Secret Service head around. You've got Matt Gaetz confronting McCarthy was there. It seems like the Republicans really get this is war.
No, absolutely. I think you have helped. I've jumped into this digital fight to move the Overton window from being toxic, feckless, stone cold cowards in the mirror image of Mike Pence to actual digital warriors, moving that Overton window to being what is appropriate at this time. Because when you're doing what any conduct of war, call it for what you will, you need to have the ability to, in a calm, cool, collected manner, conduct, and execute the maximum level allowable under the law.
And our republic is really overrun by globalist forces that tried to kill our president. So at this point, we've got to be very careful how we do it. But we need to realize we are in a total fight for the survival of America. Ivan, I'm going to shut up and let you take over now and go through your points. Go ahead.
Appreciate it, Alex. No, I mean, that picture of President Trump being shot in the ear, that is how close our constitutional republic is from going into collapse. And we literally, it grazed us. I mean, President Trump represents the country. And now he's in, like you said, at the early part of this show, he is in the strongest position that he's ever been. And he is now the most influential, powerful, respected human being on the planet for having survived that. Everybody sees it for what it is. And they are backpedaling with Elon Musk all in. I'm hearing that he's going to be funding the campaign. And so the more you start seeing this, Elon Musk and a laundry list of venture capitalists, Mark Andreessen, to name one, massive. And this moves the independent, apolitical venture capital class. The pendulum is swinging towards President Trump, and that is a massive amount of resources and influence and technology that can be applied to the campaign that is much more consequential than what George Soros and Klaus Schwab have in their arsenal of capabilities. So total pendulum switch when Elon Musk went on and supported Donald Trump.
Absolutely, Ivan. I'm Chase Geiser. It's nice to have this conversation with you virtually. I think we may have briefly met when you were in studio a number of months ago, but it's truly an honor and a pleasure to be with you. I've been astounded and impressed by your coverage and your reporting over the course of the last several months that I've been following you, and thank you for your service as a former Green Beret and everything like that too. I appreciate
you guys
that.
You set the example. There's some other warriors out there that set the example and the tone. You know, Laurel Loomer, you have, I bumped into, James O'Keefe last night. When people ask me, like, who are you, a deep state marauder? I'm basically saying, like, take James O'Keefe, take Laurel Loomer, apply a little bit of Green Beret and constitutional lawyer, flavor to it. And that's essentially how I approach, I should say, that's how I respond when they try to come and attack me.
Yeah,
you're part of Green Beret Warrior. Did you not understand?
That was one of the things that frustrated me when I started on social media, just with a political voice. I started a podcast a number of years ago that I don't run anymore because I work here full time. But what frustrated me was how long it took to get to the point where I was hated, you know, because that's the badge of honor. That's how you know you're actually doing something when reporters are coming up to you and trying to get you in gotcha moments.
I got to quote Roger Stone in Get Me Roger Stone. The movie says, my favorite quote of that movie, I revel in your hatred because yes. If you did not hate me, that means I'm not effective. So guess what? Apparently I'm being a little bit effective along with you guys here at InfoWars. It would be so fantastic if Alex Jones and you, I would escort you into the building and we would walk in together to see what the reaction would be as we shook hands with Ryan Priebus and Kevin McCarthy.
The
other ones.
I'm not sure if you did. You get a chance to see that clip of Matt Gaetz with McCarthy at the RNC?
Did.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. But hey, you mentioned something.
He did a walk on as Kevin was doing his Criminal News Network hit,
yes.
And he says, "Are you speaking, Kevin? Are you speaking?"
Absolutely unbelievable. What you mentioned at the end of your last statement, the Alex Soros's and the George Soros's, and one of the things that's crazy to me about this story of the Austin Private Wealth LLC betting against DJT stock the day before this assassination attempt is not only that they did it, but I think it says something that people aren't really talking about the zeitgeist of the general population, because everyone is so full of doubt that this wasn't planned by the deep state. So everybody is feeling just inherently that this was a deep state plan to take out Donald Trump, that the internet sleuths thought, you know what, we should probably look to see who bet against Donald Trump's stock in the stock market. And lo and behold, what do they find? But this amazing bet against the stock the day before the assassination attempt. I mean, this is absolutely mind-blowing. The fact that people found this and looked into this and forced them to make a statement against this just goes to show how much of the American people are awake and realize that this is a deep state operation.
Go ahead.
Yes, take your time.
Number one, there have been so many anomalous indicators that showcase that this was not a, I shouldn't even say good faith, just some rando that was up there. I mean, how do you bring up a ladder? Like, there's so many, right? And then as far as the indicators of global play here is that when you have not only the shorting of the stock, but you also have, I believe, when was the last time that Faux News, Paul Ryan's network, Faux News went ahead and live streamed a rally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost as though they wanted to deliberately showcase and have content for decades to show the exclusive look of an assassination of a presidential candidate, right?
Yeah.
And so many anomalous indicators that lead in a direction of a hypothesis, and that hypothesis is this was foul play, this was an inside job, and this smells, looks, feels like the duck known as January 6th, the Fed's erection.
Yeah, well, J13 is everything they said J6 was. I mean, that's
exactly.
Abundantly become clear. And
so speaking of J13, I got a new category that I've created on the Deep State Target List, and me and my team are putting some resources into actually looking at every single Secret Service agent that was on the ground, every state police, every law enforcement individual that was on the ground. We're developing sources. Obviously, everybody else is, but I want to do a deliberate, methodical kind of approach. Hopefully, Dan Bongino, with his background, his sources, is able to uncover some stuff. I was on the show yesterday, didn't quite get into this. And then look at all the law enforcement entities that were there at that time need to be scrutinized, analyzed, investigated, all their communications, and then we need to start crowdsourcing all of the video content that was captured that day by private citizens that were at the rally and in the vicinity of the outer perimeter of the rally. Once we get that holistic picture, we'll have better context and understanding of what took place that day. Because guess what? We're also going to be investigating the FBI and those analysts and agents that are part of the investigation of that failure. So If you deviate from proper norms and protocols, guess what, folks? You get put in place on my list.
I saw a clip yesterday of Dan Bongino speaking with Don Jr. And if my memory serves on this clip, he said that his unimpeachable source, which he did not name, basically said there was supposed to be a post on the roof and that post just didn't show up. And Cheadle has been threatened with her job to not reveal that information. That's why we're hearing weird excuses like the roof was sloped, even though there were Secret Service agents on other sloped roofs.
And draw a cow. It's a flat roof.
Yeah, yeah, it's a flat roof. And I'm hearing reports now, and there's a lot of fog of war, but I'm hearing reports now that there was law enforcement in the building that this person was on top of. The roof looks like it might have been aluminum. I mean, can you imagine how much noise they would have been hearing in the building if there was somebody crawling and walking around on top of it? I mean, this is unbelievable.
We're at this point, because we're not going to wait on the FBI. We're not going to wait on the Inspector General of the DHS. Like, you're irrelevant. The digital ecosystem that allows us to now communicate freely on X, on Getter, on Truth, on Rumble, all these different, we now own the information landscape and we'll come out with the truth. So
yes,
it's unfortunate for them. Like, these government entities are so not credible, and we're going to continue to put that nail in their coffin. Thus, the country is going to demand their complete shutdown. I expect an 80 to 90% control, alt, delete of government institutions come January 20th of next year.
Yeah, it's really terrifying to see what's going to happen.
It's like Elon Musk did with his employees at X.
Yes.
Complete worthless employees.
Right. Hard reset. Computer did not shut down properly. Are you sure you want to open it? Yes. Right. The whole process.
Three-finger salute, baby.
Three-finger salute. Well, I agree with you, and I think that we're going to experience the 79 days of hell after November 5th. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about, Ivan, is before this assassination attempt on Saturday, the conversation in the media landscape, whether it was mainstream media or just podcasters and influencers or InfoWars, the main conversation was about whether or not, or frankly just when, not even so much whether, but when is Joe Biden going to step down? Because people seem to have forgotten that he did have an atrocious debate performance at the end of June. It was very obvious to all of the American people for the first time. The left was forced out of their bubble of algorithms that don't show them all the dementia clips. They saw his decline. And that conversation, temporarily at least, vanished in light of this major news story, which of course is the assassination attempt on Donald Trump's life. But now we're starting to see reports again creep back in that that Joe Biden is going to back out of the race, or that he's being at least pressured by Nancy Pelosi, other major party leaders to back out of the race, even Barack Obama.
Hakeem Jeffries, Chuck Cooper.
You think he will?
Barry Hussein I'm seeing the trend. It looks like indications. Yeah, he all of a sudden has COVID, right? Maybe they're going to be able to monetize off of that. The last little spurt of revenue push for people to get injected with the DNA mutilation products.
They might kill him with
not
it.
Working, but I think they're moving in that direction.
I was thinking they were going to kill him with COVID.
I was wargaming this yesterday with several folks, and I think that the most dangerous, and I mean, at this point, nothing's off the table because they already attempted to assassinate President Trump, and that backfired. I'd say nothing's off the table, so they may, in some way, shape, or form, either try to compel him into removing himself or do the same thing, what they tried to do with President Trump to Joe Biden. And again, I denounce all forms of political violence.
Of course.
And they do it it seems like they do it every week.
Right.
I mean, they conduct live stream swatting, kidnapping raids of Roger Stone. They conduct armed robbery of Mike Lindell in parking lots. John Eastman, armed robberies. They do the same with swatting Steve Bannon, kidnapping Steve Bannon. He's still in captivity, right? You have January 6th political hostages still in captivity. You have them conducting political violence to include murder on Ashley Babbitt. And that's coming from the United States legislative branch. Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police and the Capitol Police Board. You have Roseanne Boylan being slaughtered, political violence by Metropolitan Police Department officers. So their political violence is basically all they know how to do.
Right.
And so we need to get to a point in this country where that all stops and we hold those that conducted that political violence to account.
Well, they try to beat us with bullets, and they know that we're going to beat them with ballots. I mean, that's what this boils down to. We don't even need political violence. We're winning. And that's why I think if anything does happen, as unfortunate as that would be over the course of the next couple of months as this election looms, if anything does happen that appears to be from the right, violent to the left, that's like a false flag setup situation, because why would we do something so reckless when we're winning so abundantly?
Yeah, let's go through the list. I mean, decades.
Yes.
Decades, right? You have Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, RFK, JFK from the 60s. Fast forward, you have Steve Scalise almost assassinated. I mean, these are all coming
always
from
lefties.
Left, not coming at all from the right. And I want consequences and accountability for their actions. And guess what? Raw Sewage or Mother Jokes or recently a Twitter DM, was it Daily BS? I think is how you pronounce it. Reached out to me, a reporter. I kind of want to respond to that real quick. They're trying to find out what I'm doing. Well, guess what, folks? September 3rd is going to be a critical date, I think. And so on Saturday, this next couple days, I'm going to be heading down to communicate with about, 254 sheriffs in Texas to see where they're at mentally, if they're willing to go maximum, kind of like what Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis has done, working with their district attorneys to see if they're willing to take the evidence that we're going to go ahead and collate, working with Elon Musk with geotag evidence, showcasing the criminal activity of this federal bureaucracy in their county and state. Wink, wink, Attorney General Paxton.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take that to then take the next step of criminalizing and servicing those individuals that committed treason and other criminal activity in those counties and states, violating the First Amendment of their citizens and residents, Fourth Amendments, Fifth Amendments, and the list goes on. Elon Musk is sitting on the biggest silo of evidence with the Twitter holdings of a crime scene.
Yes.
Of all the individuals that have a Twitter account and have communicated with Twitter that are on my deep state target list. And so I'm trying to motivate the appropriate legal authorities to conduct maximum courage within their authority. And I think the time is right because after what they see, what's going on in Manhattan with Fat Albert, after they saw what happened in Fulton County with Fannie, right? And after what they saw with the attempted assassination of President Trump, I think those toxic, feckless cowards that may or may not have been complicit are now in a position to actually will need to service those individuals in their jurisdiction. Because the community, once they learn who actually conducted a criminal communication by geotag location in that county and state, they're going to be clamoring and demanding that sheriff, district attorney, and Ken Paxton do the necessary maximal lawful, moral, ethical, peaceful, and patriotic consequence within their discretionary authority.
Sure. We've got about 10 or 15 seconds left. Remind people where they can find you, follow you, things of that nature before we go to break.
I'm on X, Rumble, Substack. Where else? I mean, the free speech platforms, right?
Yes.
Getter, et cetera, Telegram. Yeah, so just go ahead and follow my work, and I come up with plans and help make sure they come to fruition.
Thank you, Ivan. Been an honor and pleasure to be with you. Make sure you follow Ivan Raiklin at Ivan Raiklin or at Raiklin on X, and stick with us for more on the other side. All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Intelligence and law enforcement agencies have disrupted countless plots here and overseas and worked around the clock to keep us safe. Our military and counterterrorism professionals have relentlessly pursued terrorist networks overseas, disrupting safe havens in several different countries, killing Osama bin Laden.
But Obama didn't happen to mention that Representative Stephen Lynch, Democrat of Massachusetts, disclosed that a congressional investigation recently found that at least 72 people working at the Department of Homeland Security also were on the terror watch list. What would have been a scandal 30 years ago was barely mentioned today. Enter Donald Trump.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
Soon after that statement, the liberal reactionaries on Twitter replied with fervor, even going so far as to call for Trump's assassination. Tweets included, "Can we kill Trump? Now he wants to impede Muslims from entering the U.S. Someone really needs to kill Trump ASAP. Somebody kill Trump. I genuinely mean it. And I'd rather murder Trump and rot in jail than let my kid grow up in a world with Trump as president." Fresh off of backtracking her statements disregarding the First Amendment, it appears Attorney General Loretta Lynch would find all of this call to violent action at the very least predicating. Of course, she won't bat an eye because Trump is on the wrong team. The lamestream media began to weigh in with their bought and paid for tactics.
You have leaders from your own party in the key states of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina. You have galvanized political rivals all saying this is un-American and extreme and that it makes you a fascist. How do you respond?
Well, I totally disagree. You take a look, Chris, at what's going on, and it is disgraceful. First of all, you know, people quickly forget World Trade Center 1, World Trade Center number 2.
I've said this 100 times the last couple months. They kill Trump, they're coming after me. Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk is even above us on that list because they know who's chosen humanity, who won't sell out, who wants prosperity, who wants to stop World War III.
The American people are seeing the corruption that they've suspected from their government agencies who have been populated by the Obama workers and the Obama appointees for over a decade. So Trump has an opportunity now when he ascends the stage and speaks at every podium to say, this has been a turning moment for me. This has been a moment of wisdom and a moment of reflection when a bullet whizzes by your ear. And the pain of being bloodied and scarred and hurt and traumatized. But I continue on. But they may try it again. But let me say, if they try it again, you know, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't fear death. I am serving the American people. I'm serving the Constitution. I took an oath to support the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and we're facing domestic enemies.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
And the donor class can't just sit back on the sidelines and say, oh, well, don't worry, this will all work itself out. They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump. And that's a fact.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
And Trump has promised to focus on the profound reform of the entire intelligence apparatus itself. Not only the CIA, but also the FBI, also the NSA. What would that mean? It would mean the firing or early retirement of thousands of agents and bureaucrats that have been involved in covert operations the world over, who know where the bodies are buried.
They'll definitely work through some of the cutards that you've got your order from Trump. Now, the truck's waiting here. We've already seen him get him to run trains off cliffs and attack the Hoover Dam and all that. Q is run by the deep state.
You're exactly right, Alex. The Q thing is a deep state operation. Now, they are probably planning on using these MS-13 military-age young men who've been brought into the country to start doing guerrilla warfare operations, throwing out grenades and shooting automatic weapons into churches and police stations is how you traumatize America. They're going to engage in domestic terrorism operations, but they're going to lose because, again, this week the American public woke up like never before. They've been adrenalized. They've suddenly become Braveheart, rushing onto the field of battle.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Of truth in a world of deception, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host this afternoon. We are going to be airing more reports from Alex Jones throughout the broadcast today before the great Owen Schroyer takes over at 3 o'clock Central Time. And we are going to be broadcasting live tonight covering the RNC as Trump is scheduled to speak this evening. So make sure you stay tuned and follow us. We will be launching that live this evening on all of our platforms, especially X. But now we have Mike Adams, the health ranger, who is the editor of naturalnews.com and a well-known writer on topics of natural health, nutrition, and reversing serious disease with the use of plant-based medicines, on with us. Mike, you did some awesome, awesome reporting on some of the audio analysis of the gunshots on Saturday. Obviously, there's been a lot that's happened in the last 6 days in terms of this conversation, who the shooter was, what's really going on, fake pictures going around, real pictures going around, fake videos going around, real videos going around, conflicting reports about the nature of Secret Service and whether or not they had law enforcement in the building that the shooter was on top of, or whether or not they had somebody that was supposed to be on top of the roof that just didn't show up. I mean, there seem to be more questions than answers even as time has gone on. We thought there were going to be more developments and knowledge, but I'm left just baffled still. What are your thoughts since we spoke on Saturday?
Okay, well, I spoke last night to a very experienced special forces leader who has run a prime minister protection details and presidential protection details in other countries. And he explained to me, I mean, he was desperate to reach out to me and give me this message. I'm glad to be able to share it with you, Chase.
Yes.
He said that there's absolutely going to be a PowerPoint presentation that was prepared before the advance team went to that location. And I'm quite certain people like Dan Bongino can confirm this as well. There's a satellite map. They do concentric circles around the location where the principal will be. In this case, that would be Trump. They draw concentric circles of 100 yards, 200 yards, 300 yards. They map every exposed object, every roof, every elevated position, every concealed structure, like, you know, trees or what have you. And then they give that to the advance team. The advance team goes to that location, scouts it out, and then makes sure that that's accurate. And then they also assess what kind of weapon systems would be capable of hitting the principal from what distances, so that they can have an inventory, an understanding of what sort of weapon systems might they be looking for. Then they alter that PowerPoint plan if needed based on the reality of what they see on the ground. They have an updated PowerPoint, and they give the briefing to everybody who's involved. The agent in charge is key. The AIC is key. And then on the day, there are people within the Secret Service who are responsible for making sure that every indicated rooftop is absolutely covered. And so we need to see that PowerPoint presentation, Chase. The Secret Service needs to make that at least available to a congressional investigative committee, if not, maybe not to the public, because perhaps that would reveal some of their methods and so on, but at least to certain people in Congress who are investigating. That would tell us whether that rooftop was assigned to a Secret Service team or not. Either way, it would tell us information that we don't currently have now, because they're trying to pass it off onto the local police, you know, the Butler law enforcement, who said, no, we were just doing traffic duty. So that's really critical, Chase. I wanted to share that with you.
Well, one thing that's baffling to me about this is that we haven't seen the resignation of Cheadle. I mean, the first thing that I would do if I was the head of the Secret Service and there'd been an assassination attempt like this, with such brazen failures of security, and I use the term failures loosely because it's seeming to me, at least intuitively, based on all the evidence that I've looked at, that this wasn't so much a failure of security, but a failure of an assassination. They were wanting this to happen. Why is it that we haven't seen the resignation offered of Cheadle here?
Cover up. This is a cover up. There's no doubt in my mind this was an inside job. And I love what Ivan Raiklin just said, which is that the corporate media has lost control of the narrative. And we have to thank Elon Musk in part for this, because this investigation, the real investigation, is unfolding on X, and it's crowdsourced among millions of X users. That's what's happening. And the users of X are far more capable and far more intelligent and have far more experience than anybody in government who could investigate this. Plus, we know the Secret Service, the DOJ, the FBI, they will cover it up. They will start burying evidence. Like, how come we don't know about the rifle, the brass, and the bullets? As of today, where's the picture of the rifle? Did it have optics? Where's the brass that should have rolled off the roof? We don't even have images or videos of Crooks actually firing his rifle. And he may never have fired his rifle, by the way. And, you know, the audio forensic analysis that I shared with you a few days ago with you and Alex on the show and with Harrison.
Great work on that.
What's cool about that is that that's consistent with another shooter at the same distance, right? So it could have been a team put there by the deep state inside the building taking the shots. And that also would have been consistent, like I said, with the audio forensics fingerprint that is in the recordings of the Fox News broadcast coverage of the event. So the audio forensics doesn't say who took the shot. It just says that here's the distance from which that shot was taken. So as of this moment, I don't know that Crooks took any shots at all.
Yes, that's very interesting. And I knew as soon as I saw, 10 minutes after the attempted assassination occurred, I went and watched the video. I wasn't watching live when it happened. And I knew it was like, all right, first of all, they're going to say it's one shooter and nobody's going to believe it. Like, all the things run through your head. It's just standard operating procedure of how this is going to respond. And so I'm not discounting what you said. It's very possible that there are multiple people involved, multiple shooters. I'm also not discounting the narrative that it was this one person, but I do discount any claims that this wasn't deep state involved, right? So I definitely agree that there was some sort of conspiracy here to allow this to happen. But I'm glad that you mentioned Twitter specifically, or X, because one of the things that's been breaking over the last 24 hours has been the Soros-backed bets against the Truth Social stock 24 hours before the assassination attempt. And I just want to read to you a little bit of the story and get your feedback on it. This is from the Died Suddenly account on X. Revealed, the firm that took the suspicious and enormous bet against President Trump's Truth Social stock, DJT, one day before the assassination attempt is Austin Private Wealth LLC, majority held by George Soros' Vanguard and BlackRock. Coincidentally, BlackRock, the party that would have greatly profited from President Trump's death, included the shooter, Thomas Matthew Crooks, in a 2022 promotional video. Alex Soros infamously shared an Atlantic magazine cover image which featured a bullet hole in glass followed by a picture of cash which added up to the number 47, a message some interpreted as a cryptic death threat against President Trump. Austin Private Wealth LLC is also connected to the late President George H.W. Bush, who was a client, and through his son, President George W. Bush, who attended events and was involved in the company's charitable initiatives. So it seems on multiple fronts like the deep state knew something was happening. The Soros globalists knew something was happening. There were bizarre stock market investment decisions that were made, assuming that DJT stock was going to plummet very shortly. And they're walking it back now with this statement. We can get into the statement in a moment, but it's just, there's too many pieces, man, that make this obviously a deep state assassination attempt on the president of the United States. And it's not some just random miscellaneous MK Ultra kind of, you know, fringe conspiracy theory, even though I believe in MK Ultra. And I think that was probably involved here with what happened with Crooks. We know that it was a mind control program designed to create assassins. And even though 99% of the documents were wiped out, but there are other pieces that even the most reasonable, not superstitious, not into the woo-woo conspiracy stuff, even the most reasonable sort of down-to-earth, feet-on-the-ground people would be like, what? What are your thoughts about this investment thing with the Soros?
Well, can you read that statement from Austin Private Wealth?
Yes,
first?
I have it right here. Yes,
we
let's
can
read
have
it.
Context. Yeah, go
so,
ahead.
So Austin Private Wealth issued a statement on incorrect filing with the SEC. This is from 717. The SEC filing, which showed that Austin Private Wealth shorted a large number of shares of Trump Media and Technology Group Corp., DJT, was incorrect, and we immediately amended it as soon as we learned of the error. No client of APW holds or has ever held a put on DJT in the quantity initially reported. The correct holding amount was 12 contracts or 1,200 shares, not 12 million shares, as was filed in error. In submitting the required report for the second quarter of 2024, a multiplier was applied by a third-party vendor that increased the number of shares by a multiple of 10,000 for all options contracts, not just DJT. We did not catch the error before approving the filing. We filed the report on July 12th to reflect our positions on June 28th. We amended it on July 16th. We deeply regret this error and the concern it has caused, especially at such a fraught moment for our nation. We are committed to full transparency and maintaining the trust of our clients. As such, we are reviewing our internal procedures and our processes with the third-party vendor that assists with SEC filings to better understand how this happened and avoid similar issues moving forward. So they just walked it back and said it was a clerical error. So first the mistake was made, and then the mistake wasn't caught when they approved it. And then now they're saying it was a mistake and it was never meant to happen. What do you think when you hear this news?
Well, I think that is one hell of a mistake. if that's indeed what it is, a mistake that if enacted and true would have earned potentially billions of dollars in windfall profits upon the death of.
Yeah. If
Donald
he died,
Trump,
do you think they would have corrected the filing? If he died?
There's a question. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not here accusing Austin Private Wealth of being
sure.
involved
Neither
in
am
this
I.
shooting. I'm not accusing them of having foreknowledge. I'm simply asking a question. This is an incredible coincidence. And the volumes that are reported, and I sent your producer two links here. There's a website called fintel.io. I sent your producer two links, one for DJT. And one for Rumble, the symbol RUM. And these links are active right now. I'm looking at them on my screen. That's why I'm looking to the side here.
Sure.
And if you go to those two links right now today, it shows for the DJT link, it shows Austin Private Wealth here, 12 million shares. You scroll down just a little bit right there. Okay, that's the Rumble link. That's the first one. And that shows the Rumble. There it is, 34 million short shares of Rumble. Filing date, Friday, 7/12, right? July 12th.
Bizarre.
Now, note that row is green. Now, there's a legend on this page just above that. It says green rows indicate new positions. Red rows indicate closed positions. So what color is that row? It's green. That means this is a new position. It is not a closed position. And if it was a mistake, if it was supposed to be immediately corrected, why is it still showing that here with this financial intelligence company?
Right. I mean, and I'm showing 34 million shares there. Austin Private Wealth was only claiming that they erroneously purchased 12 million, right? And so if there's 34 million, that means that there were millions of other people that also made the same decision investing wise. There were millions of other shares that were purchased.
34 million
right?
short shares are tied directly on this page to Austin Private Wealth.
Yes.
And then
if you
go to the DJT link, it shows 12 million shares that are tied to Austin Private Wealth. Now, again, I just want to be clear. I'm not accusing Austin Private Wealth of any conspiracy or any foreknowledge of this. But the coincidence of the timing, the suspicious questions surrounding the shooting itself, the links of investors such as BlackRock who are involved in Austin Private Wealth and some of the people involved in BlackRock and so on, this is obviously going to raise major, major questions in the minds of people. Because you know what? Look at Congress, Chase. How is it that Nancy Pelosi just turns out to be so lucky on all these stock bets and her family members?
Yeah.
How is it that people come into Congress in poverty and then they leave as multi hundreds of millionaires or billionaires sometimes? Wow, their luck is just amazing.
Yes. And
I think what is the
salary of a senator or a representative? Is it $175,000 a year or something? I mean, it's nothing to bat an eye at. It's a nice salary, but it's not three beach houses and a classic collector's car. It's not however many hundreds of millions of dollars now that Nancy Pelosi's worth. It's because they're legally allowed to insider trade. And when Nancy Pelosi's buying NVIDIA stock out the wazoo while we're simultaneously for some reason sending troops to protect Taiwan from Chinese annexation, that's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, clearly. Absolutely. I mean, insider trading for members of Congress is currently legal activity and it should not be. And there are efforts underway, by the way, to pull that back. It's a bipartisan effort underway at the moment. But look back to 9/11, and I think you've covered this, Chase, or if not, I know Alex has.
Sure.
But 9/11, certain people made certain bets.
Yes.
Certain insurance policies were taken out on certain buildings, like Building 7 and so on. And some certain people, well-connected people, got huge multi-billion dollar payouts when 9/11 took place. And it's isn't it interesting how those payouts always line up with certain people who are connected to, you know, globalist groups or deep state groups or sometimes like the Bush version of the CIA and so on. So the American people aren't buying this, okay? They're going to keep asking questions. And I think what's happened here is that this was an attempted coup.
It's
blowing up in their face. Instead of blowing up Trump's skull, it's blowing up in the faces of the deep state.
Yes.
I mean, think about that. And as we continue to dig, and we should be digging with all due diligence, this is going to continue to expose their lies, their cover-ups. This is not incompetence. I believe that Kimberly Cheadle should be considered for arrest and prosecution at this point.
Criminal negligence.
I believe.
At least.
At least. But an investigation needs to be done outside of the government itself, obviously. And I believe that Alejandro Mayorkas needs to be questioned by a congressional committee for his knowledge of what happened with that shooting and perhaps his complicity. Because we know, Chase, that Mayorkas has organized and funded the invasion camps such as San Vicente Camp and Lajas Blancas Camp in Panama. He has funded these camps in order to invade the United States as a strategy to rig the election that's coming up.
Yes.
We know he's done those things. That's well documented by Michael Yon and others.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned the deep state. And the deep state is a tricky term because it's an abundantly accurate term to use to describe so much of what is going on, but it's also a very ambiguous term. So people will say, what do you mean by the deep state? You mean the intelligence community? You mean the political industrial complex? Do you mean the military industrial complex? And the answer to that is yes, right? When we look specifically at organizations like the CIA or the FBI, and I want to get your sentiment on this. And Alex says something I agree with a lot. He says, look, there are a lot of good people in law enforcement. There are a lot of good people in these institutions. It's not all bad, but at the top, they're bad.
Right.
And so the impact on the world and humanity itself is a net negative, right? And so one of the things that was really interesting to me about the Epstein stuff, and I don't want to get into the weeds on Epstein, I'm just using this as an example to make a point, is why would they prosecute him at all if they were just going to cover up the list? You know, why would you go after Ghislaine Maxwell and then if you didn't want to release the list, why wouldn't you just not go after these people? Why wouldn't you just not prosecute these people? And then it just kind of clicked with me like a light bulb. There must be a major covert, not discussed schism happening in organizations like the FBI and the CIA, similar to what we're seeing with the DNC and the Biden campaign right now, or even within the Republican Party, where we have the neocons versus the MAGA populists now, with Matt Gaetz going up to McCarthy and saying, oh, when are you speaking? Are you speaking? Like I think that there is a schism of white hats and black hats in organizations like the Secret Service, in organizations like CIA, FBI, and others, where half of them are trying to do the job the way it's supposed to be done, and the other half are abusing it. And I think they're at odds with one another. Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
You make a really good point there, Chase, and I'm 100% with you. There are so-called white hats, you know, well-meaning, law-abiding people inside the FBI, inside the DOJ, inside
but not the IRS.
Government
agencies. They're all bad at the IRS.
Well, believe it or not, you know, there are whistleblowers from inside yes. the IRS, and there yes. there are former IRS agents that are trying to make amends for some of the horrific things that agency has done to the American people. But there are good elements inside the bureaucracy. And what I'm seeing right now, I have something really critical to share with you here. What I'm seeing right now is that a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork now who have been in that system, and they are starting to talk to people like me, like you, like Alex and others. In fact, just in the last 24 hours, I was contacted by two people, one of those being the special forces person I just mentioned here on your show, who has never given that information, never talked publicly about protective details for prime ministers and presidents and so on. And he's now demanding, you know, the release of those PowerPoint documents that, yes. you know, were prepared in advance. But I was also contacted by a person who, and I'm not going to go into crazy detail, but they have a horrific backstory about Joe Biden's history. And they were asking me if they thought that they should go public with what they knew about Joe Biden's history. And I said, I don't think it's even necessary at this point. You know, I mean, do what you want, but I think Joe Biden's done. But the fact that he even, like, this is a guy who would never normally talk about things like that. The fact that he was even considering talking yeah. about this is an indication to me that now that.
I want to cut in and interrupt you really quick, and I hate to do that because I absolutely respect you. And we've met in person. I got a good sense of people. You're a brilliant man, and you've got a good soul. I mean, you're just fucking top of the line. Excuse me, guys. Sorry for using the bad
Dude,
word there.
No, but, Chase, I take that as high praise from you.
I
love your work.
You have to crush your enemy entirely, right? This is one of the rules from the Art of War. This is one of the principles of 48 Laws of Power. And yes, I think he's done too, but I think we need to hammer down harder than ever, man. I would encourage that guy to come out. Like, we just need to pound this into the ground. We cannot leave even a semblance of a chance of victory. Go ahead.
I absolutely hear you, Chase. And by the way, I think you are doing an outstanding job, and I'm a big fan of your work, your enthusiasm, your coverage.
Thank you.
You're doing amazing things there. I'm just happy to contribute. But let me say, my rule with sources, and I have a lot of sources from inside government, former military intelligence, current active operators working with the Texas government to protect the border and so on. My rule with sources is I never encourage them to take a particular course of action.
Yes.
If they're asking me, hey, Mike, should I give you this story or not? Yes. Or should I go public or not? Or should I do an interview like in shadow or what? I say, dude, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But I am not going to push you one way or another because
I will.
I don't want anybody to ever come back to me. I know that's fine. But I don't want to be responsible for somebody
I understand.
That goes too far and then
they wind up in prison
know, get,
or killed
they
or whatever. And then it's your
whatever.
Fault because you encouraged
right.
them. I get it.
No, and I don't pay sources for information. I don't arm twist sources. I'm like, if you got something, if I can be of assistance to furthering the goal of liberty and freedom and truth for this country, I'm a vessel to help you get that out. But if you don't want to do it, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, Mike, well, I want to keep you on. We're coming up on a break here in about 55 seconds. Before we go to the break, I want to give you just 20 seconds or so before we plug our stuff to share with the audience where they can find you. And then please stick with us because I want to continue this conversation on the other side.
Well, of course, I'm the founder of Brighteon.com. The free speech video site, and we, you know, I broadcast a podcast every day on X and Rumble and Brighteon, and we have named X in a lawsuit because X is currently censoring links to Brighteon, but we hope and anticipate that their legal team will review that and reverse that and open up links to Brighteon on X. We're hoping that will happen soon.
Absolutely, Mike. Stick with us because I want to dive in more into the weeds on this on the other side. In the meantime, audience, please open up a new tab, or if you're listening on the radio, open up your phone. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Be the reason that we're still on the air. It's more important now than ever that we have your support. Plus, these products aren't an expense, folks. They are an investment in your own health. Stick with us.
I haven't had a gold sponsor in 10 or 11 years. Not that gold and silver isn't a great thing to get, but because the industry is so corrupt and horrible. anything good is going to have bad people. Like, America's been great and amazing, so evil people came here to take it over. It's the same paradox. Bad times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make bad times. It's a paradox of success creates decadence. So I had a good gold company. It's been my sponsor going back 28 years ago. They shut down because all the regulations and control, because they weren't making enough money, charging a fair rate. Had been a gold sponsor in 11 years. So then I'm looking around. I already want this guy on as a guest. He already has the biggest silver operation in the country, one of the biggest gold, 25 years in business, Kirk Elliott. He always comes on, barely doesn't even plug his products. And so I go, hey, I need a sponsor. I want you on as a guest. He says, hey, I've been trying to contact you. You want to be a sponsor? So he's been on with us for 8 months. He's given you great advice. The silver's gone up and gold's gone up massively since he came on. All his predictions have basically beyond come true. It's been worse than what he said. He's been very conservative. So it's like overly came true. Tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is a no-brainer. Everybody needs to get into silver and gold. The problem is there's so many sharks and so many scammers playing on the public's ignorance. You guys have the highest rating. I'm endorsing you. Your consultants, you pay 8% for your consultancy and then nothing back to sell. That's incredibly valuable. That's where they get you. Everybody should call the number. They should email you, say Alex Jones sent you because you're a great sponsor. We get the support of the InfoWar, and they should do it. Everyone needs silver and gold, whether it's 10 silver bars or 100 silver bars or one gold bar or 50 gold bars. People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. Kirk Elliott, PreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer.
Lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm Chase Geiser hosting today. We will have more reports from Alex Jones throughout the show and some great guests. We've got Mike Adams with us right now. We've got Kirk Elliott coming up, and we're going to get into the news just one-on-one, mano-a-mano at the top of the hour. But I want to keep Mike with us for the next 27 minutes because, Mike, what I really want to do for the next 27 minutes is basically have two goals. I want to rehash what we think happened from your perspective, and then I want to get into what you think is coming next, and then as a result of that, what we should be doing. So let's just start kind of think about it chronologically. If you had to guess.
Okay, hold on.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hold on, Chase.
Go ahead. I'm holding
on. Before we go, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but but I have a great idea. I want you to come with me. We're going to go to Vegas. I found a casino where we can place a bet on the roulette wheel. And if we lose the bet, we can take it back.
Oh, yeah. I love that. That's so, exactly what they did, right? Oh, it was a filing error.
Right.
Unbelievable.
We're going to put $1 million on red five or whatever. and then if it doesn't come up red five, we're going to say, whoa, that was a mistake. Wait, give us our money back. Yeah. We didn't mean that.
Somebody needs to use AI and redo that scene from Rain Man when he calls the wrong color. Make it Soros.
Right. That's right. So, there could be all kinds of applications for this. You know, could you make money in the market if you could just take back, like, take backs anytime you make a wrong bet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole market would be compromised if everybody could do it. But if only George Soros can do it, then I guess it's okay for him.
Pretty wild stuff. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to interject.
No, that's a great idea. I love that. So if you had to guess, and disclaimer, this is speculation at this point. We don't know for sure, right? But we're just talking from our intuition, speculation, our opinion. We're not reporting this necessarily as fact. If you had to guess, and let's just say, for example, there's a contest and there's a 5-paragraph essay, and whoever's essay is the most accurate to whatever actually happened gets $10 billion. Actually, $1.5 billion would be sufficient here. Okay.
Well, okay, all right.
What would you guess actually conspired on Saturday? What happened? What caused
it? It's actually, it's not even much of a guess at this point. It is becoming clear that, okay. So local police were given traffic duties. So they're out of the picture of, the local PD, Butler, they were not supposed to cover any buildings. So covering the buildings was 100% Secret Service. We know that this supposed shooter, Crooks, that he was observed by Secret Service nearly 30 minutes before the actual shooting took place. And they were watching him. They were watching him use a rangefinder. Like, this is not suspicious, like someone ranging the podium where the president's going to speak. I mean, come on. It's not a golf course. I mean, something's going on here. And then he walked back, apparently, reportedly, to his car and got a backpack and came out. And then, you know, apparently they saw there was a ladder there, and they saw him on the roof, and people were pointing him out. And it occurred to me, Chase, that they were calling all this in to the higher-ups at the Secret Service to report the progress of the Patsy.
To wow.
Say, yo, Patsy has taken the range. Patsy, like,
that's a hell of a way to look at it.
Right. Because the Patsy needed to follow a specific set of milestones, needed to jump through hoops. I think they dragged him out of bed that morning and said to him, you know, hey, Crooks, today's training day. We're going to have a really fun training thing today. You know how we've done training sessions before? Yeah. So get a ladder and a rifle and some ammo and meet us at these grounds here. We're going to have a really fun thing. There's going to be ladders and climbing and rolling around, whatever. It's going to be
and
fun.
He's just zombified. So
come on down.
Just okay, eye spinning, spiral, just MK Ultra.
Right. Because they probably went through some previous training with him, and he was like, this is cool. We got to shoot guns or whatever, and get paid, So this is just my guess again. This is in my mind how this probably went down. I can't prove this, but it fits the evidence we know so far. It is subject to change, granted. But I think they were monitoring his progress and reporting it up to, most likely, Cheadle. And Cheadle was probably reporting it to Mayorkas, is my guess. And that's why we need an investigation, an independent investigation, because we need answers to this. So they're saying, oh, yeah, he made it through. And by the way, this was not the entire Secret Service that would have been involved in this. I'm not disparaging all Secret Service agents.
The fewer people, the better for a conspiracy like this. I mean, even Cicero wrote in his letters that he was miffed that he wasn't included in the conspiracy to stab Julius Caesar. Right? He wrote this in letters. Right. Like, why didn't you guys call me? It's a conspiracy, man. Only a few of us could know.
All it would have taken is a small subset of the team of some really dark-hearted people. But I believe they were reporting his progress, and then they reported, okay, he's on the roof, he's in position, and now, it's go, or whatever. And then whoever was supposed to take the shot, which could have been somebody else, it could have been the rogue team that might have been stationed directly underneath him in the same building, right? They probably heard him crawling on the roof, right?
But based on your findings, I mean, I'm no expert in this, but our conversation Saturday, if my memory serves, you were thinking that this was a fairly easy shot.
for an experienced shooter,
yeah,
it is an easy shot.
Yeah.
No question
so
about
that
would, it.
That actually kind of plays toward is probably this stupid kid.
Well, however, the movement of Trump's head is something right. that is unpredictable for any experienced shooter to compensate for.
Right.
Now, if an experienced sniper were shooting center mass and just trying to hit a target in the chest, there's not enough movement of the torso to throw that shot right. off far enough. But if you're trying to go for a headshot for the purpose of having a big, scary public image, that's
one, he might have been wearing bulletproof vest. You shoot him in the chest, it might not have done anything.
I don't think he was wearing something that would have stopped a typical rifle round, and we still don't know the actual round that was used. This could have been a 300 Win Mag, and you know, a typical level 3 or 3A vest obviously would not have stopped that.
Okay.
You would have had to have, like, metal plates or ceramic plates, level 4 protection to even think about okay. stopping something like that. So I think they wanted a headshot because they wanted to psychologically traumatize America. And I think that Alex would probably agree with that assessment because he knows the history of the psychological traumatization of the American psyche.
It's not unreasonable. It's not unreasonable at all what you're saying. I'm following along eagerly.
And I think the deep state wanted to send a message, the same message that Senator Schumer said. They have 6 ways to Sunday to get you. And that is, if you cross us, we're going to blow your head off on Fox News, you know, coverage of a live event. We're going to blow your head off. That I think they wanted to send a message. And thus, I think they told the actual shooter, whoever it was, to take a headshot.
Yeah.
And a headshot is a much more difficult shot because the head moves, and every experienced shooter knows that. So that's my explanation for what happened. I think they were walking this guy through the steps. I think they brought him, they showed him, they said, this is the building you're going to climb up. This roof is available. They made sure it was available, and then get up there. And as soon as he was up there, the shot was either taken by him or ordered to be taken by somebody else. We don't yet know.
You know, it'd be interesting to see if he had an earpiece in or something like that too. I mean, maybe he did. Maybe all the plans were given to him ahead of time. But so with that as a given, let's talk about what happens next. Is this the last time there's going to be an attempt on Donald Trump's life? Or are they going to try again?
They will undoubtedly try again. And I've even talked about this in my own podcast. They're going to now let me explain it this way. A sharpshooter attack is obviously a precision attack, but it has a lower chance of success versus something like an area effect weapon.
Yes.
And Alex even mentioned this the other day. He was talking about truck bombs.
Yes.
That they might try truck bombs. Well,
we know 60,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate disappeared.
It's an area effect weapon,
yeah.
Right? So, and now you're talking about mass casualties of bystanders as well as their intended target, which, you know, let's obviously pray. Let's pray for the safety of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I want to be clear. I pray for the safety of Joe Biden today because
yes.
I don't want to see any violence. I don't want to see any harm to any candidate. Chase, I want this election to proceed peacefully, orderly, and lawfully. And as a result, I disavow any means of violence from any direction on this. But the deep state, I believe, will now escalate to area effect weapons. That's where this is going.
Do you think that they're going to attempt to take Biden's life?
I think right now they are presenting Biden with some of the dirt that they've had for a long time that would be utterly destroy his reputation, his legacy, if you can even call it that, and would force him out. And they're probably just presenting to him like,
what more could they possibly release, though, than has already been exposed in the laptop and other pieces of evidence like the diary?
Well, like I said, I've been contacted by people who have far worse things to say.
Wow.
And I've told them, again, you know, maybe you don't even need to do that, but it's your call. But there's way worse dirt out there, Chase, than anything that's ever been aired about Joe. But it's probably not even necessary because, you know, it's being reported right now that he may step down this weekend. It looks like, I mean, not from the presidency, but from the reelection.
Yeah, Alex right? Jones predicted July 20th. Let's see if it happens. I hope it doesn't. I hope Alex is wrong about that one because I want him to run against Trump and lose.
I want Joe Biden to stay in the election. I want him to be safe. I want the election and go off without a hitch, like I said, because I believe that if we can stop at least some measure of the cheating by the Democrats, then America will elect Trump and Vance, and then things are going to change dramatically in a more positive direction. From that, it's not going to be easy, though. I want to be clear.
Yes.
And maybe we need to talk about this at some point, but there will be an economic devastation repercussion that happens from the policies that Biden already put in place, the damage that has already been done to this country economically. For example, shutting down energy, you know, energy, yes, transportation,
and
pipelines.
Printing 40% of all dollars ever printed in the last 4 or 5 years.
Exactly. So even if Trump is in the Oval Office, he can't change the laws of economics and reverse all that. We're going to suffer some severe economic repercussions from what has already been put into place. But I would much rather have Trump in power during those dark times than another tyrant.
Yes, like absolutely. Well, even Trump has warned about this, and the left has tried to spin some of these comments to their favor, where he said, I hope it happens before I'm in office so that it doesn't get pinned on me and look like my policies or my presidency is responsible for an economic crisis. And the left takes that clip and they say, oh, Donald Trump says he hopes the economy crashes. This guy doesn't care about the economy, doesn't care about you. They try to spin it, but everybody and their mother understands that something bad economically is about to happen because all of the economic decisions from our leadership have been so abundantly reckless over the course of the last forever.
It's going to take, you're exactly right, Chase, and it's going to take a long time to halt inflation, even to just plateau inflation, because of the massive money printing, like you said, the trillions of dollars, the demonetization of the dollar. And frankly, you know, it all started when we took the dollar off the gold standard in 71, well, under Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
And if you don't have an honest money system, you're going to ultimately suffer the collapse of the currency. And don't forget that the Biden regime weaponized the dollar against other nations, specifically against
Russia. They
weren't
the first to do it, but they definitely did it against Iran and Russia and China and others.
But they amped it up. They had the SWIFT system cut off Russia.
Yeah.
A level of economic punishment based on dollar hegemony.
And then they whine about BRICS trying to coordinate something else. It's like, well, if you do sanctions like this, I mean, the tighter you squeeze, the more star systems slip between your fingers, Vader. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Princess Leia right there. So what's going to happen? The BRICS currency is rising and it will be strong. The power of the U.S. Navy is also waning, and we're seeing this. Did you see the so-called successful attack by the Houthis on the oil tanker?
Yes.
The Houthis have shut down the Red Sea sea lane, which is affecting ports in Israel. It's affecting the Suez Canal.
Right.
This is affecting world trade right now. The BRICS nations are much stronger than America in terms of industrial productivity. Look at China's output. Energy and oil productivity. Look at Russia's energy assets. Look at Iran. Look at all, and by the way, Turkey and India, and Turkey wants to join BRICS and so on. And India's production is also, you know, they have a massive population, almost right there with China, much larger than the United States. So the future of currencies and of the economic powers is not going to be focused on just the United States of America. Those days are over. So I hope that Trump wins. I hope he gets into office, and I hope he realizes, and perhaps he already does, that we need to, as Trump says, do deals. We need to do deals with Russia. We need to do commerce. In other words, let's not fight Russia, China, Iran. Let's engage in commerce and
this can all be negotiated by reasonable people sitting at the table. And one of the alarming thing to me was hearing when Tucker Carlson interviewed Vladimir Putin, and hearing from Vladimir Putin, and this was not denied by the White House, by the way. This was not denied by the Democrats or anything. He said he hadn't even spoken to Joe Biden since the invasion of Ukraine. You remember during the Cold War, there's, what was it called? Incredible. The famous red phone, the famous hotline between Gorbachev and Ronald Reagan, right? Like, the idea was the more tense things get, the more easy it needs to be for us to communicate so we can neutralize, make sure that nothing happens because of a miscommunication. Now we're on the brink of World War III for like a second or third time in our nation's history, and our president hasn't even had a conversation with Vladimir Putin. Of course, it's because Putin and the Kremlin understand that Biden isn't actually running things. They know because of their intelligence that he has he has dementia, and that it's run by committee. So they send their staff to meet with his staff because they understand that that's where the decisions are being made. But the fact that we have a president of the United States who hasn't even had a conversation with Vladimir Putin just tells me that so much of this could be solved by just getting together for a 7-day period at a summit, wherever, Switzerland, you can go to Russia, you can go to do it in DC, wherever, neutral ground, I don't care, Madagascar for all I care. Just talk to the guy. I think he's reasonable. I mean, he might be evil, he might be a hero, he might be a villain, I don't know, I don't care, but he's not rash, you know?
No. Chase, you can count on Putin to have Russia's interests in his mind.
Yes.
He will serve the interests of his country, yes, and his own power base. Now, does Russia have an interest of being involved in a nuclear war? No. Does Russia have a self-interest in losing millions of people in a giant European war? Absolutely not. Does Russia have an interest in selling energy products and selling fertilizer and aluminum and raw materials and technology to the rest of the world? Absolutely. Russia has a huge interest in that. You can count on Putin being rational to represent the interests of his support base and his country. And that's enough. That's all you need. You don't need Putin to be your best friend and your best buddy. You just need him to want to do good things for his people. Now, if only our government was wanting to do good things for us, then they could sit down and work things out. But
well, the globalists hate all sovereign nations, especially superpowers that are sovereign nations. That's one of the reasons they hate Russia so much. It's one of the reasons they hate China so much. Even though China's communist, they hate communism. They do believe in Chinese sovereignty. In Russia, I've got problems with Russia, but they believe in Russian sovereignty. Globalists hate superpowers that demand their own national sovereignty, and they try to associate it with nationalism or Nazism. I mean, you have people calling the Russians Nazis, which is just total. Anybody that has any understanding of history realizes that they were actually even worse than the Nazis. They were communists, right? So, you know, I don't know why we've just branded Nazism as the definition of all evil. Of course, it was evil, but so many things were worse, right, that we just totally disregard. But I totally agree with you on this. The thing that's occurred to me in light of this conflict with Russia, realizing that traditionally over 70% of their economy has been totally based off of energy exports, natural gas exports, I'm starting to think that this whole globalist climate change, green energy push has actually been a conspiracy to render Russia's energy exports moot. I think this might actually have been a long-term strategy to weaken the Russian economy by making Europe less dependent on natural gas. And it's going to backfire because our dollar is dependent on the trading of oil. But I think this green energy lie hoax is actually about neutralizing the Russian economy. What do you think? Is that too far-fetched?
Well, that may be an element, but I think primarily the climate hoax is about causing mass famine,
yeah,
and economic collapse domestically. And by the way, look at what happened in Europe. So the Europeans really got on board the green climate cult. They shut down their own domestic energy production largely, even though they're sitting on massive natural gas fields. They instead relied on gas from Gazprom out of Russia. And then the U.S. comes along and blows up, you know, the pipelines, Nord Stream, right?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
and
Germany,
we said we were going to do it. And then when it happened, we said Russia did it to themselves.
Right. Right. No, exactly. I mean, Victoria Nuland and Joe Biden on the record saying that pipeline's going to be gone. Yeah. You can count on it. Yeah. And then they blew it up and then, oh, it wasn't us, you know? But think about it. They did the same thing to Europe that they're doing to America, which is there has been sabotage of refineries.
Yeah.
We've
seen the protests from farmers all overseas. Combines in Germany, yes, you know, showing up to the capital, tractors blocking streets in major capitals all over Europe for the last several years.
Yes, but the bigger point in all of this, Chase, is that the governments of Western Europe and the government of the United States and the government of Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and so on have all been weaponized against their own people to destroy their own societies. And that's got to stop. People are more red-pilled now than ever before. I mean, people are on board with things today that you and I and Alex and others were saying 5 years ago, we might have been called completely crazy for it. No longer. Everybody said enough is enough. We have to have a government that at least isn't just trying to kill us all and starve us all and destroy us all, right? We got to have somebody in Washington, D.C. that actually stands for America, that puts America first, for God's sake. And I was asking, I had Sebastian Gorka on the other day, and I said,
I'm
Seb,
Sebastian Gorka.
What?
Have you got your relief factor? Have you got your relief factor, Dr. Sebastian Gorka?
Sorry, I think
that's
an
good impression. Good impression. well, he has strong, impassioned views. I'll say it that way.
If you support Ukraine, then you're an enemy of America. Or if you support Russia, or if you don't support Ukraine, you're an enemy of America. That's what he used to think.
Okay. But right. I asked him about the border, and he said,
"Gonna
shut down the border." And I believe that's going to happen because I've also spoken with a lot of high-level law enforcement in the state of Texas. And they are ready. They are ready to arrest and deport illegals by the hundreds of thousands in the state of Texas alone.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I've had direct meetings with high-level law enforcement, and they've told me if the federal government will take these illegals and actually deport them and not just release them, then we'll start arresting lots of them.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, and that's why the left is freaking out about Project 2025, regardless of whether Trump's involved or not. They hate the deportation aspect of it because they know it's deporting their voter base.
Yeah, absolutely. But this can change dramatically. This can change quickly. And I believe that if Trump is reelected, that his new administration will move with incredible speed. It will be so much more effective because he's not a newbie at this point. He's not going to be naive, and they are going to instantly turn things around, almost instantly, at the border. They're going to reverse all the bad executive orders that Joe Biden signed, and if we can give them the Senate and the House, then, stand back because some major things are going to change legislatively in this country with major investigations. And I also hope that those investigations, I think – America needs to listen to Ivan Raiklin. Ivan's got the best list of who to investigate and why, and those investigations need to begin under the Trump administration. That's
absolutely
my view.
Well, one of the concerns that I have about the problems that we're facing is that it's not just a matter of leadership. To use a leftist term, because there's no better term for it, it's truly systemic. And what I mean by that is, if you go back and you study the fall of Rome, the more power that was attributed to the emperor Caesar, the more ebbs and flows and just disparities and fluctuations you would see from leader to leader, right? So if you had a good Caesar, things would go great for 30 years if that guy didn't get assassinated. And if you had a bad one, they would plummet. Yeah, Marcus Aurelius was great, and then he appoints Commodus. Commodus was a disaster, similar to kind of the fictionalized version that we see in the movie Gladiator, literally. And so what I'm concerned about is we have Trump go in. We have 4 years of amazing leadership because of the decisions and the leverage and the weaponization of the executive branch to get this done. But if he doesn't actually change the systems of the deep state, the way that the FBI and the CIA and these other apparatus influence and manipulate and just screw up our entire country, then it could all just be reversed immediately like it was under the Biden regime that we just witnessed. So do you think he's actually going to be able to, in this next minute that we have, 30 seconds or so, think he's actually going to be able to change the systems to ensure that no president in the future can screw up the progress he makes?
I think if Trump is elected, he'll be the last president of the United States of America as we know it.
Whoa.
That's my answer. I don't think the U.S. continues in its current form for four more years, no matter who's in the White House.
Wow.
So what that looks like, I don't know exactly, but the economic disaster is coming. The currency collapse is coming, no matter who's in the White House. And you're going to see more local states asserting rights, perhaps secession, perhaps reorganization at various levels, but it's going to be a very interesting time to be alive. Let's just hope we have a pro-liberty person in the White House and not a tyrant in the White House with Biden.
Yes.
So,
well, Mike, thank you so much. Mike Adams, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always an honor and a pleasure. Don't get that relief factor crap from Sebastian Gorka. Get Joint Relief Max at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Be the reason we're still on the air. Mike, an honor and a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you, Chase.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine, incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3, from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host throughout the show today. We do have a special report from Alex Jones coming up in 6 minutes from this very moment. It will be about 7.5 minutes long. I'm anxious to see it myself. I haven't even seen it yet. It's going to be awesome. He's been on the front lines of the info war. He went to Bohemian Grove and did some incredible work over the course of the last several days, infiltrating, breaking the same story a second time. Was it 25 years later, 24 years later after the first time? And really inspired me because he's weaponized another generation of info warriors who understand the gravity of these globalists. And Mike really just did an awesome job over the course of the last hour that we were together. Mike Adams is always a great guest, but he's been really on fire lately. And I thought it was incredible the way that he described this coup against the president of the United States, against Donald Trump on Saturday, the fact that this assassination attempt was an inside job, the fact that they're going to try it again, they may even try it against Joe Biden. But I think what we really grasped over the course of the last 30 minutes that we spoke together is the menacing, malicious nature of globalism itself. People don't understand, because we're so wrapped up in Republicans versus Democrats, left versus right, McConnell versus Pelosi, and we get lost in the weeds of our own domestic politics. The real conflict in the world is 100% assuredly guaranteed globalism versus populism, internationalism versus national sovereignty. Every conflict that we see is a manifestation of this dynamic. Every war that we see, every domestic or foreign issue, conflict, disagreement, obstacle, challenge, all of it boils down to globalism versus nationalism, globalism versus populism, internationalism versus national sovereignty. And the reason that globalism is so menacing is because they can conspire together on an international level. The political class can do this. The political elite of the world, the leaders of all business and government of every major nation in the world, they can conspire together to manipulate the narrative and the psyche of the masses of their various constituents. They can compromise the interests, wants, and needs of their own constituents for the sake of establishing, maintaining, and growing their own political power as a globalist cabal. And they can do so in a way that their constituents, the various peoples of the world, are totally unaware that it's even happening or even supportive, endorsing, and sponsoring the activity that can that results in this. I mean, they have convinced the world that the climate change issue is actually good for us, when we know that it's in large a hoax. We know that millions upon millions, if not billions of people, would die if we were to shut off fossil fuels overnight. especially in third world countries. We realize that all economies would collapse because they're all based off of the dollar, and all of these conflicts are about bringing about total destruction of humanity for the sake of a political elite, which want to have a little bit more power, which want to have a little bit more autocracy and control. And as soon as enough people, a critical mass, it doesn't even have to be the majority of people in the world, a small radicalized minority realizes the evil that is globalism, focuses on the correct target, the correct enemy of humanity itself, that should be enough for us to be able to overcome this travesty that is the conspiracy against humankind itself, the conspiracy for a global new world order. Folks, we're going to come up on a break. We have a 1 minute break, and then we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones. So make sure you stay tuned. It's going to be about 7 or 8 minutes long. Right after this break. In the meantime, please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're really, really, really trying to push the InfoWars ND line of products because, for reasons I won't get into right now, this is going to help keep us on the air. It's pivotal that in the next 30, 60, or 90 days, we sell as much of Joint Relief Max or Ashwagandha with black pepper as we possibly can. Please, if you haven't supported us before, if you have supported us before, now do it again because we need you now more than ever to keep InfoWars on the air at InfoWarsStore.com.
I do want to tell you about InfoWars MD. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulas cater to diverse needs. We have Ageless Vitality Collagen, Superfood Greens, Mushroom Max, Turmeric 95, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, CBD, Full Spectrum 10 and 25 milligram gummies, as well as so much more. The premium InfoWars Life line. It's InfoWars MD, and it's available now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest the collagen, and just search it yourself. I'm not going to make any medical claims here, but search the importance of collagen in the aging process and see why taking collagen as a supplement can be perhaps the most powerful thing you do to reverse the signs of aging.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I know that most people don't study history and geopolitical systems or the different power structures in Europe, the United States, Asia, but I do. And that's how I've been able to predict the attempted assassination of Trump hundreds of times and has been very specific in the last year, including just days before they attempted to kill him in Butler, Pennsylvania. But it's key to understand that the globalists want to go after Biden as well. And I've been saying they plan to kill Biden. And I said 2 days ago, I would imagine Biden will start locking himself down in the White House because he's refusing to go as well. You see, there is a bureaucratic, deep state, central bank system that has had control of America really since they killed Kennedy in 63 in Dallas. And Nixon tried to be the president and did an overall great job, the most popular president in the last 100 years, and they removed him using a scandal. So this is done over and over and over again. And so they intended to kill Trump and then use that as a message to Biden that he should drop out as the nominee and then just sit through the next few months until they put their new puppet in. Now that this failed, I said, I believe Biden will start saying he's sick and that he's going to have to go ahead and drop the nomination because he's too ill. Within days of me saying that, he goes, oh, I'm sick on X, and oh, I can't go out, and I've got COVID and all the rest of this, because he needs the segue out. And he also said yesterday, if this illness gets worse or if I'm sick, I'm going to have to look at dropping out. So I believe whether it's tomorrow or next week, and I said 2 weeks ago, I thought within about 2 weeks he would do it, he's already begun the process of leaving. So as they remove him, things shift back to Trump and taking Trump out. Well, this is not a Netflix movie. This is not entertainment. This isn't Marvel Comics. This is the real world. And the globalists want to have war with Russia for worldwide domination. Well, if they lose America, they lose that domination. And that's why Victoria Nuland said just a month ago, Trump will not be the president. A really nasty surprise is coming. We saw that nasty surprise. And now the insider trading's been caught, the put options.
the short, you know, all this is happening. And so folks need to know that we are living in the most historic times in the history of this country. This is more dangerous than when George Washington was fighting the British, because they were not 1/100th as corrupt as this globalist force. They are bankers, they are bureaucrats, they're administrators, they're technocrats, and they want to set up their world government, and they want to lower all the nation states down to nothing and control them, and Trump stands in their way and wants peace. Kennedy got killed after he called back the troops from Vietnam. He was dead a month later. The troops stayed, as you know, until 75 with a disastrous withdrawal at Saigon. And so that was when Trump signed his death warrant, is in the last few months, saying, no, I am going to end the war first day in office. And the U.S. runs the war, so he can do that. This is a big, big, big deal. We need to pray for Trump. We need Trump to openly come out and say, this is good versus evil. Thank God I was saved. He did that pretty much yesterday, but he should be even more hardcore in his speech tonight, because we are living in epic times. We've all got to be all in against the Democrat globalist deep state that's allied with neocons. That's why Elon Musk has come over to our side, and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson, because people really see the evil is out in the open. There's no more time for excuses here. This is a coup not just against the Republican Party or Trump or the populist, but it's against Democrats. Democrats are just programmed by their media and follow whatever they're told. Trump supporters in general are not like that. And Trump's not perfect, but he is the real deal when he actually cares about America. And when he's president, he's actually president. He doesn't let the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and BlackRock tell him what to do. And he's going to kill their ESG, Global Social Credit Score system, dead in its tracks. And it was a BlackRock ESG system that funds the ADL that is now being spotlighted for this 12 million shorts. That's in the billions of dollars they put against the Trump organization just days before the shooting. And again, this is all coming out. The stand down of the Secret Service is coming out, and the evidence of how the Secret Service had lied. This is America waking up. The globalists are done. Unless they can kill Trump and trigger a civil war that'll be race-based. Power outages, they blame on the Russians, cyber attacks, they're going to go for broke. We are on the edge of just a nightmare situation, but if the governors and the legislatures and the people and the Republicans that are awake, that's about half of them in power, see this and address this as it really is, the globalists are done. That's why it's so heartening to see dozens of congressmen and women and senators and congressmen like Mills, who's a former top sniper, you know, operations director, saying, ladies and gentlemen, this was a stand down. Somebody aided the shooter, and now it's all confirmed. His parents called 3 hours before. He's wandering around an hour before with a rangefinder under the building. Nobody's on the closest building to Trump. Then he goes in the building, reportedly gets up on the top of the building, wanders around for 26 minutes, gets his shots off. Then the patsy is dispatched and gotten rid of. I mean, this is in your face, and nobody's buying it. And Trump's gone from 65% to probably 80% support. We're seeing it everywhere. So the New World Order is lost, but just like Skynet and the original Terminator, when they're lost, they send a Terminator back in time to try to take out John Connor. Well, they need to take out Trump because he's our John Connor right now. That's why we've got to protect Trump right now. You don't put a king out front at the beginning of a chess game. You guard the king. And Trump's got a lot of bravado. He's got a lot of will, a sense of destiny, and that's his relationship with God. I'm not questioning him on that. I'm just saying we need to be very, very careful and pray for Trump. And he needs to call down God's divine intervention tonight in his speech. We'll be covering it live at Infowars.com/show. Real Alex Jones here on X with my crew, myself. So I'm about to be back in Austin tonight of the entire RNC event. This is historic, but anything is on the table with false flags. You name it right now. So if a truck bomb or a mass shooting happens at a black church or a synagogue or at a black college, you know who has the motive, and you know that we've called it out. So please support us. You are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. If you decide to share this video, reach 20 million people, that turns the tide. If you don't decide to get 20 million views, it doesn't. Because it's not just the general public watching these reports. It's foreign governments, it's our intelligence agencies, it's others who are compartmentalized and who aren't part of the coup attempt. And then they will be able to recognize future plots and future operations because of situational awareness, because you're not going to be naive. Have the real urgency. And realize the time you're in, and realize whatever the mainstream media tells you, it's the opposite, and understand this is a coup against our country to turn our presidents into total puppets. They've been puppets for a while, but any time that people try to put somebody in who won't be a puppet, whether they were good or bad, the globalists don't like them because they're no longer in charge of all their stock market rigging and insider trading and human trafficking and wars and just all the megalomania. But look how incompetent the globalists are carrying out this assassination. They're out of control. They're disjointed. They're confused. And that's why it's so dangerous. They're starting a full war with Russia because, again, they're a bunch of lawyers. Most of them aren't even combat vets that just believe in their chutzpah and their bravado and just believe because of normalcy bias, because they've been in charge in the past, they're in charge now. There is a global realignment against big government and tyranny. There is a worldwide populist awakening, and you're not going to buck that. I would advise the globalists to pull back, sue for peace. We're not vindictive people. If you just go away, we'll politically put you on the island of Alba. But if you continue on, you will be destroyed. You have been warned. But for the public, history's happening now. Take this very, very serious. God bless and good luck. Follow us on X at Real Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are watching The Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the remainder of the show. For the next 47 minutes, we're going to be hammering through some clips, and then we're going to be joined by the great Kirk Elliott for the final hour of the show before Owen Schroyer takes over and hosts The War Room. And look, folks, this first clip I'm going to show you, this is clip number one. This video has not been altered. It is not a cheap fake. It has not been slowed down. It just goes to show they're going to find one way or the other to get this guy out of office. And I hope not a hair on his little head is harmed. I don't call for that one bit. But I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable. Kash Patel predicted here in clip three that Biden's next moves, now that he has tested positive for COVID after saying he would step down if there were a medical emergency. He says, quote, next he's going to have some sort of malfunction, and then he's going to pardon his son. He's going to pardon his brother. He's going to pardon himself, and then he's going to resign. Let's watch clip number three here.
Okay, so that See, Cash, this is why we love you so much, and this is why the audience just adores you.
I just made it up.
Well, you just brought us there, right?
Yeah.
That's such a great point. So is this going to be the medical emergency? He had a flu, then now he has COVID.
And then next he's going to have some sort of malfunction, and then he's going to pardon his son, he's going to pardon his brother, he's going to pardon himself, because remember, presidential pardons aren't just good for retroactive criminal investigations. Presidential pardons are good for prospective criminal investigations. So you can basically give yourself carte blanche for your entire family so that you can never be prosecuted, your family can never be prosecuted for any investigation the president determines in that pardon.
So you think, are we in the end game here?
I mean, we were in the end game a long time ago when Donald J. Trump decided to run again.
Yeah, okay.
And the media has been in denial about this for a long time. It's just been recently that they've acted at all like anything is wrong with Joe Biden. But CNN contributor Shermichael Singleton calls out the rest of the panel for being so wildly out of touch with American voters. Everybody knows which side is on the side of the American people, which president can put a sentence together, which president was attempted assassinated, there was an attempt on his life, and who survived it in a way that Joe Biden never would have been able to. Even if Joe Biden had survived something like that, it would never have been nearly as glorious and inspiring as the way that Donald Trump handled it. Let's run the clip number five here of Shermichael Singleton.
I want to bring it back to the voters. The voters are yearning for recognition for their daily plight. When you say that there isn't a crime issue in this country.
I didn't say that.
No, not you.
Yeah, I didn't. You mentioned crime is going down.
That go to Washington, D.C. We're here in New York City. Go talk to people who live in impoverished areas or poor white areas and ask them about crime. Talk to those people about the economic instability that we have under the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration. Talk to those people about immigration. And it's not about demonizing immigrants, Van. I agree with you that immigrants come to the country assuming for a good life. But people want an ordered process. People want to make sure that their plight is addressed first before the plight of other people.
Now, even Van Jones spoke truth for perhaps the first time, saying a bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together. This is clip number nine.
Bullet couldn't stop Trump. A virus just stopped Biden. You've got the nominees of this party getting their butts kissed. Biden's getting his butt kicked by his own party. The Democrats are coming apart. The Republicans are coming together.
He's absolutely right, and I'm going to show you some of these clips that Laura Loomer broke that are absolutely amazing. Marsha Blackburn following Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle and others. But before we do that, I do want you to see this famous George Carlin clip number two here. You know what's interesting about assassination? Let's run it.
Assassination.
You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Do you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Right in the fucking head. Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah.
He nailed it.
That's difficult.
He's absolutely right about that. Check out clip number 13 here. Let's just run 13 and 15 back to back. This is an angle of Senator Marsha Blackburn and her colleagues calling out the Secret Service Director Kim Cheadle for running away from accountability regarding the attempted assassination of President Trump. 13 and 15.
This is exactly what you were doing today.
This
on the
was
call.
An assassination attempt. You owe the people answers. You owe President Trump answers.
Hundreds of people left across this plaza.
I said, I wish Donald Trump would have had this good of a security. The Secret Service is running away from the United States Senate, refuses to answer questions for the American people about the threat on the life of Donald Trump and what they knew, when they knew it, and why they ignored it.
She can run, she cannot hide. We will get some answers.
China, Russia, about the death threat to President Trump and allowing him to go on stage in Pennsylvania at a time when he'd already been alerted that there was somebody with a spotter. All these
so they're chasing Kim Cheadle around. Acting like everything is normal, that all the necessary precautions were made. She's making the obviously false claim that the reason they didn't have a Secret Service agent on the roof was because it was sloped. Even at the same event, there were Secret Service agents on other roofs that were sloped. There's countless other examples of still images or video of Secret Service agents on sloped roofs at much higher degrees than the slope of the roof that is in question. Now we're getting reports that law enforcement was in the building that the shooter was on top of when we know the amount of noise that would have been created for somebody walking around or crawling around or moving around up there would have been heard by law enforcement if it was really in that building. And it seems very obvious at this point that there was a stand down. I mean, there's no question about it. There was a stand down. I don't know if this is a lone wolf shooter or MK Ultra or whatever. However they're going to characterize or change the narrative or define this person by trying to say he had Trump signs in his yard. It was probably his parents' house that he lived at. I don't know for sure. I haven't even looked into it. Nobody knows anything for sure about this guy yet, which is another reason to be skeptical about the whole narrative around what happened. They say that he was a registered Republican. That doesn't mean, obviously he's against Trump if he tried to shoot him in the head, folks. So you can't pin this on right-wing extremism. You can't pin this on the rhetoric of the Trump campaign or the policies of the Trump campaign or any of the issues surrounding Trump. The fact of the matter is there was a debate at the end of June. Joe Biden did terribly and proved to the world beyond a shadow of a doubt that he doesn't have a mind anymore, that he's totally insane, and that escalated this whole entire political conflict to another level of desperation for the leftists who are frantically trying to figure out how they can both take out Donald Trump and simultaneously take out Joe Biden. When I heard that he had COVID yesterday, my first thought was, oh, this is how they're going to kill him. They're going to give him COVID and then they're going to kill him some other way. And they're going to say that COVID killed him. It could be a win-win. They could double down on the danger of the pandemic. It could heighten fear among the left about the next pandemic. It could help the vaccine sales, and it would simultaneously remove him from the office of the president while removing him as the candidate that's going to lose against Donald Trump. I think they might try to kill Joe Biden with COVID while they try to kill Donald Trump with a drug bomb. I think Alex Jones is right to be concerned about this. I think Mike Adams is right to be concerned about an area effect attack on Donald Trump. But let's look at clip number 16 here of MSNBC saying that if Joe Biden recovers from COVID, it should be seen as a sign of strength similar to Donald Trump surviving an assassination attempt. They really said this live on air, clip number 16.
Here's the question that I have on that. These two men are both elderly. Donald Trump is an elderly man who, for whatever reason, was given 9 seconds to take a iconic photo op during an active shooter situation. Weird situation. We'll figure that out one day. But his survival of that and bouncing right back and going right to his convention is being conveyed in the media world as a sign of strength. This current president of the United States is 81 years old and has COVID. Should he be fine in a couple of days? Doesn't that convey exactly the same thing? That he's strong enough, older than Trump, to have gotten something that used to really be fatal to people his age. So if he does fine out of it and comes back and is able to do rallies, isn't that exactly the same?
It should.
I mean, it's not exactly the same. It's not the same incident, but it's an elderly man coming through out of an illness.
It should.
And there's just example after example of the media being totally head up their rear ends about this, the lying, the incessant gaslighting of the American people. It's enough to put anybody in a violent mood. And again, I don't advocate for violence. Do nothing violent. I'm just expressing the way that I feel. It's such an extreme degree of dishonesty and cognitive dissonance and blatant lying and corruption in the selling out of the American people. I mean, everything that you love and I love are families. Our religion, our culture, our way of life, our values, they are all incessantly under attack by these New World Order globalists, and they do so in a way that doesn't just injure, but insults. They add insult to injury in the way that they beat us down and then insult us as they do it. It's so patronizing and belittling and sick that I don't even know how to respond. I mean, look at clip number 17 here. How are you supposed to respond when the president of the United States does something like this, says something like this, and then the entire establishment political class acts like he's our guy? Are you kidding me? Clip 17.
So it's all about treating people with dignity. And it's about making sure that, look, I mean, for example, look at the heat I'm getting because I named the Secretary of Defense, the black man, I named Ketanji Brown. I mean, because of the people I've named.
No, Michelle Obama is not Secretary of Defense. But this guy can't put a sentence together. His policies are socialist, globalist garbage that have done nothing but opened up our borders and made us vulnerable to national security threat after national security threat. We've got derailment after derailment after derailment of trains. We've got planes falling out of the sky, doors flying off, windows breaking, landing gear busting. We've got our schools shut down, children unable to recognize facial expressions or speak until ages far beyond what is natural because of the mask mandates that occurred. We've got these massive vaccinations forced upon us, all while he funds wars between Nazis and Russians and catalyzing World War III, bringing us on the brink of nuclear collapse, all while catalyzing wars between Israel and Palestine and catalyzing wars between China and Taiwan. I mean, every single thing that he has done as the president of the United States has been a giant mistake. Everything he has done has been a failure. I cannot think of one thing that he has done that has been an outstanding display. I guess the best thing that came from his administration is that the Department of Justice gave Julian Assange a deal so that he could be freed. That's what you got. That's a great thing, but it wasn't really even you, was it, Joe? And what about all the failures against Edward Snowden and others while you were the Vice President of the United States? What about the selling out of the American people by allowing your son to invest in Metabiota before giving $23.7 million in DOD contracts to them? What about the quid pro quo where you fired the prosecutor in Ukraine in order to cover for your son's crimes? What about the fact that you and Jill knew that he was abusing his underage niece, the daughter of his dead brother's wife who he was sleeping with? And you and Jill covered it up, saying in text messages that everything we do is about you, Hunter. We only care about you, Hunter. We only care for you, Hunter. I mean, when was the last time that you saw a picture of young Natalie with Hunter Biden? And you know, in Delaware law, it's against the rules, right? It's against the law to cover up for somebody who's abusing a minor, but they just get away with that like it's no problem. We have diary evidence that he was sexually abusing his own daughter, Ashley Biden, when she was underage. She says, I took showers with my dad, which were probably inappropriate. She says that in her diary. There's bad memes going around that exaggerate the claims in the diary and try to misconstrue it, but she said she took inappropriate showers with her dad. She's a young girl. I've got little daughters that are 3 and 1 year old. They've never seen me naked. They don't bathe with me. We don't shower together. I don't want them to have a single memory of me unclothed ever. And you're telling me that it's my fault if I don't support them, that I'm the racist, that I'm the bigot, that I'm the one that doesn't like justice, that I'm the one that hates children. Go to hell. More on the other side, folks. Alex Jones report coming right up. Stay tuned.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. If we just had a donation button, maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected, you know, and presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing. Why? Why don't we know that much? We know that three people were shot. One person, unfortunately, was killed at the rally. We don't know where they were sitting or standing relative to him. We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting, an active shooter situation, even though they, at that point, had said the shooter was down. How would have they know? How would they have known if there were more shooters or not? Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo and fist pump the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage? Shouldn't we know that by now? It's weird. And there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of curiosity about it, you know, in the sort of media world, you know, my profession. It's weird, right? Where are the FOIAs? Why isn't the New York Times, like, aggressively pursuing his medical records? It's just weird. Just a strange thing that I've noticed. And I don't know if you guys have noticed it, too. But it's weird.
I am undoubtedly the leading expert on the subject I'm about to bring up. And once you hear me bringing up the subject, you're going to say, okay, Jones isn't bragging. This is a fact. Because believe me, I don't want to be the leading expert on this. I've been through hell dealing with this in the last 6 years. And that's questioning mass shootings. That's questioning terror attacks. That's questioning events. And it's good to do that. I mean, we know 9/11 had major anomalies and Jesse Smollett lied about what happened to him and the Governor Whitmer kidnapping was fake. That's all come out. Well, the internet 11 years ago questioned Sandy Hook and it was super viral. I looked at it and saw some anomalies, thought, yeah, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. And I came to the belief before I was ever sued that, you know, I think kids died there. And then they sued me and then they claimed I was the guy that originally brought all this up, which wasn't true. But now with the case of President Trump last Saturday being shot in Butler, Pennsylvania, we've seen the entire corporate media at first, Forbes, AP, Reuters say, well, he just fell down or there was some popping noises. This is just an incident. So we saw them soft pedal it. And then we've seen all the major talk show hosts like Joy Reid on MSNBC put out countless videos, a new one today, with tens of millions of views, literally saying she thinks it's fake. She says, oh, somebody really shot Trump supporters because there's real, you know, dead person and wounded people there. But Trump, you know, this is probably made up with Trump. So there's a lot to unpack here, and let me go through it. First off, Joy Reid has a right to wear her Trump wig. She has a right to say she hates America. She has a right to say get rid of free speech. She has a right to say take our guns. It's First Amendment. And people have a right to say they don't think Trump was shot. They have a right to question things. That's something they have a right to do. But they're instantly, it took me years to say maybe Sandy Hook didn't happen. These people are instantly saying it's completely staged and Trump touched his ear with like a blood bag patch like a professional wrestler. No, when you get shot in the ear, you touch it and see what happened. So let's just be clear. People have a First Amendment right to do this. We don't want to become the left and call for firing people or arresting people or suing people because they say something that you disagree with. But the difference is, with what I've covered and made films about false flags, I was simply analyzing something to see if that was the case. And none of the things the corporate media said I ever did I do. Didn't send people to people's houses. Didn't pee on graves. No evidence that was ever shown. But then I see people all over the internet, I mean, I'm talking like 50 million views a day on different articles and videos saying, you're going to get the Alex Jones treatment now. How dare you question this shooting? We're going to sue you. Joy Reid is a moron. We know that. Anybody that knows guns and knows trajectory and knows ballistics saw it and sees the hole right here in his ear, and then it comes right back out the back. And you see Trump, and you see people behind him getting shot as the five shots come in. So they've got a big problem. This isn't like Sandy Hook, that there was no cameras and they weren't on, and there was no locks on the doors, and you know all the weirdness that went on, all the anomalies that made people question. This is on national, international television when this happened. And so Joy Reid has a right to come out and say this. She has a right to say the moon's made out of cheese. But the reality is that we cannot allow their type of speech to then be an excuse to take everybody else's speech. Because if you take Joy Reid's speech and you fire her, or you sue her, or you people are calling for criminal charges, we've just become everything we're fighting. The vast majority, 98% of people know that Trump got shot. They know there was a stand down. They know they let the guy on the roof. They understand all of that. And so let people debate. Let people discuss. That's what freedom is about. You have a right to listen to what you want, to read what you want, to see what you want. People that tell you, oh, take Alex Jones off the air, take Joy Reid off the air, they don't believe you're smart enough to be able to make your own decisions. So that firefighter shielding his wife and daughter, he got killed. Other people got wounded. This was 100% real. And you can see it happening in live time. And so don't censor the people that are saying preposterous, crazy things. Have the right to then counter them and excoriate them and expose them. That's what this is all about. And listen, I've gone out on limbs many times. I've been right most of the time, wrong sometimes. People say Alex Jones is always right. No, I'm right most of the time. But I come from a good place. I got up whatever weekend morning that was and heard Jussie Smollett, 25 below, Chicago, 2:30 in the morning, men in MAGA outfits run up and dump bleach on him and put a rope around his neck and beat him up. And I came out and said, this sounds fake. And then, of course, it turned out it was fake. And, of course, you had the NASCAR drivers and they put nooses up in his deal. That was fake. So this goes on and on and on. So it's good to question. It's okay to question. And when people are questioning something that's idiotic, it just blows up in their face. That's what this is all about. But if you watch her latest video, she is completely desperate. They're having a funeral for this guy. Trump's going to it. People saw people shot. The shooter got shot. All of this happened. And then she asked, well, why aren't we getting a Secret Service report? Why aren't we getting where the shooter was and what happened? Because the Secret Service advance team set this up. Because they let the guy in for hours. Because he milled around underneath the building with a rangefinder. Because they let him up on the roof for 26 minutes. So Mayorkas and Obama's minion, Biden, run the Secret Service and run Homeland Security, the same ones smuggling kids in across the border they admit they're doing. And so you're asking, why aren't I getting a report? You're not getting a report because your bosses in the Democratic Party are in control of that agency. But we have the videos. We have the witnesses. The Internet's already in the and independent news has already reconstructed it all, and it's confirmed. You've got former top sniper commanders like Congressman Mills in Florida coming out days ago saying, no, he had help. This was an inside job. And the CNN reporter goes, are you saying Biden did it? He goes, no, I'm saying obviously there was help. All the normal controls were cut down. They were cut off. This was a staged event. So, again, all evidence shows this really happened. There's not even a question in my mind. You can see the ballistics. You can see it all for yourself. But Joy Reid has a right to question it. But separately, Democrats are everywhere saying, we hope Trump dies. We hope he gets killed. Jack Black saying, you know, too bad they missed. All the rest of this stuff. But then separately also, oh, it's fake at the same time. And I played the clips of my show today where they want to kill Trump and they want him assassinated. These are disgusting people. And they've now gotten what they wanted, and the Democratic Party's evil control of America is coming to an end. They're trying a hot coup against the country right now. And let me tell you, they're going to try to kill Joe Biden if he doesn't leave. That's why Biden's canceled his trips. It's not about COVID. This is about the deep state letting all these presidents know, you're not in charge, we're in charge. So Joy Reid gets to speak. Just like Bill Maher said about Alex Jones, yours truly. He said, listen, I don't like Alex Jones, whatever. Everybody gets to speak. That's how America works. Joy Reid gets to speak, and she hurts herself. She's an idiot. She's a complete moron. So let her say what she wants. We are big enough as adults to hear what she has to say. I'll be covering it all on my show today and tonight. We've got live coverage of Trump's speech to the RNC at Infowars.com/show, band.video and Real Alex Jones. Live coverage right now at Infowars.com. You're the Paul Revere's. Instead of spending all our time attacking Joy Reid, how about we actually promote the truth and the insider trading and all the stuff that's coming out? You're unstoppable, folks. Black, white, old, young, I love you. Democrats, I love you. Republicans, I love you. Let's come together and save America, because the deep state coup is against both parties. It's against the American people. God bless, and I'll see you at Real Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I'm Chase Geiser, your host for the next 17 minutes. Before I am joined by the great Kirk Elliott. Great report there from Alex Jones, and so much news to cover. I've hardly been able to even get through the stack just because we've had great guests and great analysis and breakdown. But one of the things I want to emphasize is how the Democrats are still trying to get Joe Biden out of office. So this was the major story last week. Everybody seemed to forget it after the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And now it's starting to resurface. We've got this major speech from Donald Trump coming tonight. We'll be broadcasting it live on InfoWars at InfoWars.com/show, live on at Real Alex Jones at X, as well as at InfoWars and at Real Chase Geiser on X. It'll be live as well. But it's starting to come out now that Schumer and Jeffries tell Biden directly that they have deep concerns about the election. We have other reports. Schumer privately urged Biden to step aside in 2024 election, according to sources. Schumer Jeffries pushed for vote on Biden's nomination to be pushed back. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer told President Biden it would be best for him, the party, and others if he would step aside. According to multiple well-connected Democratic sources, President Joe Biden's support from elected party leaders is crumbling. One person who has been defending Biden publicly since his debate performance said Wednesday, Biden is going to see the whole house of cards come down soon, end quote. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer went to see Biden in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware on Saturday. Shortly after the meeting, Schumer's office put out a statement saying only, I sat with President Biden this afternoon in Delaware. We had a good meeting. Similar to Joe Biden's bizarre tweet yesterday where he just said, I'm sick. It was almost like the staff was ordered to put out a tweet from Joe Biden, a statement about being sick with COVID, and they didn't want to do it, but they were forced to do it. So out of bitterness, they just followed the order directly and callously and just had him say, I'm sick. It was one of the most bizarre tweets that I've ever seen. It looked as if it might have been the only authentic tweet actually typed by the fingers of Joe Biden himself. He might have actually gotten the login information to his own X account for the first time. And that might have been the world witnessing Joe Biden's first real authentic tweet from his own device, where he was just able to put together the sentence, I'm sick. It's got a subject and a predicate, a beginning and an end. It is a complete sentence. It was an impressive feat for the president of the United States to be able to come out and say, I'm sick on X. So abundantly bizarre, 505,000 likes, 102,000 replies, the worst, weirdest, most bizarre tweet I've ever seen from a president who is supposed to be, you know, really kind of making the case that he's coherent and functioning and healthy and capable. He's supposed to be branding himself as everything other than sick or ill or declining or vulnerable or weak. And he just puts out this tweet that says, I'm sick. Are you kidding me? He's been sick a lot longer than since he's had COVID, folks. He's had dementia for years, and he was sick before that. Sick with Satanism, sick with evil. Pelosi privately told Biden, polls show that he cannot win and will take down the House. Biden responded with defensiveness, according to CNN. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi privately told President Joe Biden in a recent conversation that polling shows that the president cannot defeat Donald Trump and that Biden could destroy Democrats' chances of winning the House in November if he continues seeking a second term, according to four sources briefed on the call. The president responded by pushing back, telling Pelosi he has seen polls that indicate he can win. Yeah, the 538 fixed polls. His staff is only, that's the thing. People don't realize these organizations. Let me tell you a little story about what happened during the Great Leap Forward in 1958. Before tens of millions of people died because they were starving. The way the Communist Party worked is there were people that were responsible for various counties or districts all across China. And it's a top-down autocratic leadership system, so everybody's afraid of their superior. Everybody's afraid of their higher-up. It's not like a healthy company with good company culture where you feel like you can tell a higher-up about a problem without, you know, being killed as the messenger. And so part of the reason that this mass famine and starvation happened, that the Great Leap Forward resulted in millions upon millions of people dying, is because the various leaders in the various districts throughout China that were responsible for reporting crop yields were too nervous to accurately report to their higher ups that yields weren't meeting quotas, that there was a famine, that there was an issue. And so by the time the CCP realized what was really going on, the Communist Party realized that there was an incredible shortage of food for the people of China. It was too late. They couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't negotiate trade deals. They couldn't try to import. They couldn't stockpile what they had or be conscientious or intentional about the rations of food. And so because of that fear, it exacerbated the problem. Same thing happened in Chernobyl. In Chernobyl, the people that were responsible for the nuclear facility in Pripyat, which is the name of the town that Chernobyl's in, now Ukraine, was Russia, of course the Soviet Union back then, all the people responsible for that nuclear facility were too scared to admit, to report that the core was wide open, exposed to the open air of the world, exposed to the atmosphere, and that radiation was pouring out. So it took days for the Soviets to even admit or realize that the catastrophe at Chernobyl was the extent that it was, and it resulted in radiation exposure for millions upon millions of people unnecessarily, to the point where it wasn't until there was reports from outside of the Soviet Union that increased radiation levels had gone up. The Soviets even admitted that something was going on. Satellite footage of the facility as well. I mean, kids were playing outside in Chernobyl, physically playing with the nuclear fallout, which looked similar to like ash falling from the sky or snowflakes. They're playing with radiated nuclear fallout because of the corporate structure of communism, allowing for people to be too scared to report the extent of a real problem to their higher ups. This is what we're seeing in the communist run Joe Biden regime right now. All of his staffers are too scared to report to him bad news because he's a maniacal maniac. He's angered easily. They have to plan for how they're going to meet with him and how they're going to present information to him because they don't want him to snap. He's already an angry, evil person, but now with dementia on top of it and cognitive decline, the frustration and stress and anger is just hairpin trigger level, short fuse, just incredible. That they're showing him only polls that he likes, only 538 analysis and other polls that are just bogus. We know that the polls are all fixed. So the president responded by pushing back, telling Pelosi that he had seen polls that indicate he can win. One source said, yeah, because your staff isn't telling you the truth because they're scared of you and they're scared of Jill and they're scared of Hunter and all of the regime behind you. Another one of the sources described Biden as getting defensive about the polls. At one point, Pelosi asked Mike Donilon, Biden's longtime advisor, to get on the line to talk over the data because she knows that the data Biden has is just BS. This phone call would mark the second known conversation between the California lawmaker and Biden since the president's disastrous debate on June 27th. While the exact date of the conversation was not clear, one source described it as being within the last week. Pelosi and Biden also spoke in early July. So we've got Pelosi coming out against him. We've got Schumer coming out against him. We've got his own party secretly conspiring about them. Poso last night posted on Twitter that according to one of his White House sources, and source who shall not be named, I don't know who it is, and he obviously didn't release that information. The staffers that represent Kamala Harris have basically for the first time, the advisors and staffers, been in direct confrontation with the staffers and advisors of the Biden office in the White House, where they're saying it's time to pass the buck. It's time to step down. Kamala Harris needs to be president. So I anticipate that Alex Jones may be right. I think that by July 20th, we may actually see a resignation or at least a withdrawal from the race from Joe Biden. I think it's going to depend on a couple of factors. It's going to depend on what happens in this speech tonight, the RNC from Donald Trump, how it's received. And the second thing is it's going to depend on how this COVID-19 sickness advances for Joe Biden. And frankly, I don't even know if he's actually got COVID-19 or not. I think he could be just lying about it. And they may use it as an excuse to get him out of the race. They may escalate the illness to a point where it's so serious that he says, due to my health and my adverse effects and my adverse reaction to this COVID-19, I've got to step away from the race. I've got to step down because I can't campaign as hard as I need to or as the Democratic Party needs the candidate to in order to beat Donald Trump in November. And since I've got to take the next 2 weeks or 4 weeks off, it's just an untenable position for this campaign and I'm going to step away. This would be the gracious out for Joe Biden. The reason it's so gracious is because it would allow him to withdraw from the race without admitting the reason being at all associated with his cognitive decline. I mean, that was the major problem after the debate on June 27th, is that if he withdrew from the race because of his apparent cognitive decline, then it immediately applies that he should resign the presidency as well, because if he's mentally unfit to run for the president of the United States, that means inherently that he's mentally unfit to be the president of the United States now. So that was withdrawal would have demanded a resignation. But now that he's miraculously been diagnosed with COVID-19 for like the third time or whatever, however many times it is, despite all the boosters and vaccines that he's gotten, now that he's got this COVID-19 thing and he's been shown walking onto Air Force One utterly slowly in that embarrassing clip, I think it might have been clip one, I don't know if you guys have the B-roll, but he's walking so slowly, he seems like he's about to collapse, and not in just the normal dementia Biden way that he's about to collapse, but he seems actually like every step is going to be a collapse because he's so weakened and sickened by this condition that he's got. And they're saying it's not Parkinson's. I think he's got Parkinson's too on top of the COVID. But this COVID is a gracious way out. He can say that he's resigning because he's got to recover from a severe bout with COVID-19. Then he's not attributing it all to his mental decline. He's not attributing it all to dementia or cognitive decline or impairment of any kind whatsoever. He can still remain the president of the United States and withdraw from the race. It's like a win-win for everybody. I anticipate that this is going to be the excuse that the Biden regime uses to get him out of the race, but keeping him in power for the remainder of the presidency. They're going to throw in Kamala. Roger Stone may be right that she might be replaced by Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama has repeatedly said that she doesn't want to run, but that's what everybody says right before they accept the crown. They turn down the crown several times because they know it's going to be offered again, and then they accept it. And we might see something like this from Michelle Obama, as Kamala Harris is probably the most unpopular person in politics in the last 8 years. I mean, she is just god-awful. Obviously a DEI hire. Obviously diversity, equity, inclusion is all over that. She was one of the last runner-ups in last place in the primary. What was it, like less than 1% of the polls supported her by the end of her campaign? Tulsi Gabbard absolutely murdered her in that debate. And then, of course, remember that Google censored it. And so now they're going to run her? I don't think so, folks. I don't think so. And they're showing some polls, they're teasing some polls that she has a better chance than Biden against Donald Trump. That might be true, but she's like one of the worst possible candidates that could possibly run for the presidency as the Democratic candidate against Donald Trump. But we've got Kirk Elliott coming up. I want to read his blurb a little bit just to get you guys prepped for that. And then I'll do a little plug here as well, because we won't be on air much longer if we don't plug. But Kirk Elliott, Dr. Elliott has been safeguarding clients' assets with precious metals for over 21 years. His firm, Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, serves over 18,000 clients all over the world and in every state, and has reallocated billions of client assets into precious metals. He follows the personal and business philosophy of people over profit by focusing on 100% liquid and low-cost bullion, gold, and silver, and educating investors as to why and how they invest to minimize risk and maximize returns safely in a world where our political, economic, personal, and religious freedoms are eroding. Dr. Elliott has 2 earned PhDs, 1 in public policy and administration focusing on monetary economics, and the 2nd PhD in theology. Dr. Elliott lives in Denver with his wife and children. Make sure you visit kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900. That's 720-605-3900 to see how Kirk Elliott and his team can help you in these uncertain times have a more certain future for you and your loved ones. In the meantime, make sure you also visit InfoWarsStore.com. We are really pushing these InfoWars MD products for various reasons. We're not able to buy more inventory. We've been blocked. Our CRO seems to have compromised the integrity of this institution in his last several months here. Did not order the inventory that we needed in order to sell and make a profit. But we have a special deal worked out where we can sell InfoWars MD without ever running out of stock. So at InfoWarsStore.com right now, check out Joint Relief Max, which is an advanced combination of vitamins, extracts, and amino acids for natural joint health, and check out organic ashwagandha with black pepper. This is developed with nutrients for enhanced brain function, clarity, and increased feelings of well-being. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and the organic ashwagandha with black pepper. Be the reason that we're still on the air. We need your support more now than ever. Free speech is under attack. Our economy is under attack. Humanity itself is under attack. And the best way to fight back right now, one of the best ways, other than voting for Donald Trump, is by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting some of these great products. Stay with us, folks. For Kirk Elliott on the other side.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym, so please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Nitric Boost, and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'll let you guys in on a little secret. When you get into politics, there's like one rule that everybody tells you. They say you don't want to do too much with Alex Jones because he's a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist. Everybody knows Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. The media, mainstream media, makes sure that the world does not listen to Alex Jones. But here's the thing. It's getting kind of weird because when you look back on the stuff that he said, Alex Jones has been right a lot of times. Take, for example, this clip of him dating all the way back to 2002.
Facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus world view. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
That's Alex Jones 22 years ago, my friends. And it's going to get even more bizarre because Here's what he had to say about vaccines way back in 2009. Take a listen.
There's an entire agenda afoot to force the population to undergo different type of medical treatments, namely vaccines. We're seeing a medical tyranny being set up, not just in the United States, but worldwide under the UN and the World Health Organization.
Who's behind all this?
The Bilderberg Group. They want a planetary dictatorship so they can carry out their forced depopulation agenda, and they want to do it through the medical system. And that's why vaccines are so important. We know that many of these vaccines turn out to have serious adverse reactions. This is being done by design. They kill you slowly over time.
Well, saying that in 2009, he sounded like a crazy person. Fast forward to today and everybody post-COVID is going, wait a minute, what's going on? I can tell you officially today, I do not vax any of my children. And also today I'm going to break another rule by speaking to Alex Jones for a whole hour, you guys. This is not a conversation you are going to want to miss. Welcome to Candace. Alex Jones, welcome to the show.
Candace, it's good to be here with you, but we are definitely living in the most dangerous times in American history.
We actually are living in the most dangerous times, and I'm so excited to have you because, you know, you're one of those voices. I read a comment, it never left me. I thought it was hilarious. They said, you know, Alex Jones sounds like he's peddling conspiracy theories, but he's telling you the truth. And Rachel Maddow sounds like she's telling you the truth, and she's actually peddling conspiracy theories. Like, they're the same person reverse, and that never left me. And so I just showed my audience some clips of you and the things that you have predicted over the years that have actually been proven to be true, but at the time they sounded crazy. And so now I wanted to bring you on the show because I want to know what your take is on the Trump assassination attempt, because no matter how crazy it sounds, I think you have been the person that has been accurately predicting that all of this was going to happen. So, Alex, first and foremost, where were you when Donald J. Trump was shot at and fortunately survived? And what is your take on that situation?
All right, folks. If you want to watch the entire interview, check that out on Candace's YouTube channel. And just because of what she mentioned about vaccines at the beginning, it might not be on YouTube very long. So I highly recommend that you follow her on X as well and follow all of the links that she has in her bio. Stay tuned because we have the great Kirk Elliott on the other side. I've been wanting to talk with Kurt for a long period of time. And finally, I got my chance. So stay tuned. It's going to be great on the other side.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. It's time to fight back with Brain Force Plus from InfoWars, the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. This new enhanced formula contains 20% more capsules per bottle and has been enhanced for maximum potency, containing a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract for an added kick. The InfoWars crew and a team of scientists tested hundreds of different options before choosing the undisputed winning formula that is Brain Force Plus. Now is the time to secure your bottle and flip the switch for yourself. Supercharge your state of mind with Brain Force Plus and see why the InfoWars is powered by this key formula.
Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, folks. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 54 minutes before the great Owen Schroyer hosts the War Room. He's been doing an outstanding job over the course of the last 30 days and especially covering this assassination. We've got the great Kirk Elliott in studio again, coming in, broadcasting from Houston, I believe, Kirk. Kirk, it's an honor and a pleasure to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's so good to be with you, too, and can't believe you've been waiting to talk to me for a long time. What kind words to say?
Absolutely. Well, obviously, I watch the Alex Jones Show every day because I work here, and we edit, and we work on it. And all of your insight is just groundbreaking. And your background is specifically interesting to me because with PhDs in theology as well as public policy with an emphasis on monetary economics, I mean, what a background. First of all, there's probably like, what, 24 people with the same background educationally in the whole world as you. And it applies perfectly because we're in the middle of an economic war. We're in the middle of a spiritual war at the same time. I mean, after seeing that assassination attempt on Saturday, I know the same thing happened in 63, only with more success from the opposition. But after seeing what happened on Saturday, it's really starting to feel like late stage republic stuff is going on here. Kirk, what are your thoughts?
I agree. And, you know, this is where, you know, public policy and economics and theology actually mix, right? The puzzle pieces fit together, because the way that I see it is everything that we're seeing politically, economically, socially, religiously, even with our health, right? They're all physical manifestations of a spiritual battle that's being yes. waged. I mean, it just is. They blend together. And, you know, whether, so case in point, I'm, you know, watching the, obviously I wasn't at that rally, right? But you're watching it nonstop afterwards and rerun after rerun, just mm-hmm. watching it. And so interesting things that I noticed is, when you look at number one, a Trump rally versus a Democrat leftist Biden rally, whatever, whoever it is, right? Whether it's Gavin Newsom or whoever, it's people at Trump rallies are happy and they're smiling and they're cheering and they're full of hope. And everybody at the other leftist rallies are just grumpy and mad. And it's like, I don't want to be here, right? Kind of a feeling. Yes. So now play this into what happened the day that Trump was, you know, tried to be assassinated. As you were watching that, in any shooting where there's a mass group of people there, what happens, Chase? People spread. They head for the hills.
Yeah,
they duck.
Panic,
they get out of the way. They're screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't do that. And what did they do? They were more concerned about Trump. Is he okay? Is his family going to be okay? What comes next, right? Rather than being concerned about themselves, they were concerned about Trump. Here's where I think the spirit of the leader, right, permeates the audience yes. in America, right? And Trump has always been more concerned about America than he has been about himself. And therefore, the people at this rally more concerned about him than they are about himself. That goes both ways, right? And so what comes next is, I think, an amazing renaissance for America. I'm not, you know, everyone's saying, oh, Trump is now for sure a shoo-in to be the president. That's not a shoe-in. It's never a shoe-in.
It's not over till the fat lady sings.
Exactly. But when I look at what happened after that economically, so what causes, for example, I'm going to use what, you know, talk about stock market and gold and silver markets, right? So when you have uncertainty, turbulence, turmoil, chaos, change, those kind of things cause gold and silver to go up, yes. right? They act as a flight for safety because they're accountable. They're real, Chase. They're things, right? They're not just a piece of paper, a digital entry that can be manipulated real easily. It's a function of supply and demand. And when the foundations around us are crumbling, people oftentimes look towards gold and silver. They have since the beginning of time, which is why kings and kingdoms have always fought over this stuff, right?
Yes.
So, but when that happens, the dollar is in usually collapse mode, right? As the dollar comes down, gold and silver are going up. And when you have a declining dollar, it takes more of that junk currency to buy valuable goods and services, which is part of the reason why this is inflation, right? Inflation is not rising prices. Rising prices are a symptom of inflation. Inflation is really an increasing money supply. It takes more of that junk currency to buy gold and silver or bicycles or groceries or whatever, right? So the interesting thing that happened, though, after the assassination attempt is gold and silver were rising, obviously, because it's chaos, it's uncertainty. What's going to happen next? But the dollar went up, too.
Mm-hmm.
So why did the dollar go up? Is because people thought what I just said a few minutes ago, Trump is a shoo-in to be president. And the world was now thinking, if Trump's president, the dollar is going to be strong. The economy is going to grow, right? So you've got these competing forces working with each other. And I can't remember a time when that's happened. I mean, it's maybe happened before where the dollar has gone up and so have gold and silver. But it's a very rare thing for that to happen. So then you have to start asking other questions like, I thought Biden was good for the economy. I thought Bidenomics were good. That's what you always hear when he's out there speaking. It's like, no, we're winning this war on inflation. Oh, no, we've got this under control. We're going to keep pausing rates.
In fact, the market disagrees with that argument.
Yeah. I mean, so, but the rest of the world, if they see that Trump is, they think perception is reality, right? If they think Trump is going to be the president and all of a sudden the dollar goes up, if Biden was so good for the economy and for the global economy, the dollar would be strong now, but it is not, right? It took that attempt on Trump's life for the world to say he's evading everything. Look at these legal battles that he's going through. They're being dismissed because of unconstitutionality. Things are being falling into place. Biden is sick, and is he actually going to be the nominee or not? Is it going to be somebody else that's going to come? And there's so much chaos, right, that people are thinking Trump is going to be the president, and therefore the dollar is going up right now as these conversations are happening because they know under a Trump presidency, the economy does well. Well, if it were so good under the Biden presidency, well, then the dollar would be strong now. People would be having that same opinion. But they're not, Chase. Yes. They're not, because it is not good right now and people realize it.
Well, I think, and you know way more about this stuff than I do, but I'm somebody who studies economics as a layman. I read Wealth of Nations. I've read Milton Friedman's books. I've read Ayn Rand. I understand a little bit about supply and demand just growing up in a house of small business owners and people that, you know, have read The Intelligent Investor or The Richest Man in Babylon. I mean, my family was conscientious about this stuff from a middle class, upper middle class perspective. And so I've got a little bit more knowledge than maybe the average person, but a far inferior knowledge to you about this. When I'm looking at this economic dynamic, it seems to me, regardless of whether Joe Biden or some other Democrat is the president of the United States over the course of the next 4 years, or whether it's Donald Trump, even though Donald Trump's economic policy is far superior, it seems that our system is so inherently flawed that an economic collapse or severe correction in the least is inevitable. And even Donald Trump himself has come out and said, I hope it happens before I'm elected so it doesn't get pinned on me. When you print 40% of all dollars that have ever been printed in the last 4 years, you're going to have problems. And we know there's an inherent conflict of interest in the way that inflation is calculated, because the government understands that if inflation is officially reported to be higher, that changes the way that they pay out for Social Security and other things like that. So they have incentive to lie about it and minimize what the real inflation numbers are. And so it seems to me that when there's a collapse or an epic economic correction, regardless of who the president is, it's going to be revealed how much lying there has been about what the real inflation rates have been. And I think you're going to see gold explode no matter who the president is. Am I right?
Well, you're right. And you know, there's a Zero Hedge article that was talking about that, right? Because doesn't matter even, okay, as much as I love Trump and if he were to walk into the White House tomorrow and be president. Look, it's not going to change things overnight.
Yeah.
As amazing as he is, best economic president who's ever lived, in my opinion, there's so much damage that needs to be unwound. Like, it'd probably take a year or two for just to get back to zero. We are so far underwater. Biden has done so much bad for this economy. I mean, so it's a good point. I mean, so let's compare Trumponomics with Bidenomics, right? Because what Trump wants to bring to the table is something that's diametrically opposed to what we have right now. So what does, in a nutshell, what does Bidenomics mean? It's raising taxes to increase government revenue, rising interest rates to slow down inflation that they're creating by printing money out of thin air, right? And you've got all these entitlements. You're basically paying people to stay home to get votes. That's why they're doing that. I mean, I'm not saying that taking care of people in need is a bad thing to do. Obviously, I'm a follower of Jesus. I want to help people.
Right,
I want
to help
as many
people. Stealing from one man to give to another is not the same thing as charity.
Well, and yeah, charity means you help somebody in a time of need rather than helping them for their entire lifetime, right? It's like the difference between teaching somebody how to fish and then just giving them fish, right?
Exactly.
I mean, so when it creates a lifestyle that increases the burden on the government, and this is the fallacy of all of this giving by the government, right? Giving is a wonderful thing, and being benevolent is a wonderful thing, and God blesses that. In fact, he says, you know what? You give and you give with a grateful heart, and just watch out, because I'll open up the floodgates of heaven so much you won't have room enough to contain it all, right? There is a blessing from giving, but giving out of the government, which is other people's money, isn't really giving at all. It's just like this redistribution, right? It's so you miss that blessing. But what it does is when you continually give people entitlements, what does that mean? They're not working. They're not making money, income tax revenue, property tax revenue, sales tax revenue. All it is a drain on society. And right, that's okay for a short period of time. If somebody needs help, you help them. But don't enable them for an entire lifetime. We said if you even go try to find a job, your welfare payments are going to go away. Well, what if it is?
Well, even during the pandemic, I tried to hire several people because I was a small business owner at the time, and they said, I'm sorry, but unless you can pay me at least $25 an hour, it doesn't make sense for me right now because of all the aid.
Well, right, and there's over 28 states where you can make more on welfare than you can with a minimum wage job.
Yes.
Right, and so people will say, well, Kirk, then they just need to raise the minimum wage. It's like, no, they have to reduce welfare. Stop looking at the wrong side of the transaction, right? So that's one thing that's the difference between Trumponomics and Bidenomics. Trumponomics encourages people to be prosperous and to work hard and to thrive, where Bidenomics encourages people to actually not work by their own democratic platform, right? So secondly, Trump said a few weeks ago, he wants to eliminate personal income taxes and do what? It's like, well, if you eliminate personal income taxes, the government has no money. No, he wants to do what the founding fathers did, which was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. People don't realize we didn't have an income tax until like 1913, right?
Yeah. It was like 100+ years before we actually had an income tax, right? From the time America was born. So how did they make their money? Tariffs on imports. And so the naysayers will say, Kirk, that's a bad idea because 70% of everything we consume is an import and you put tariffs on it, it's going to increase inflation. It's like short term, but what are people going to do? People are
going to
say, I'm going to stop buying those imports and buy American, right? So when you do that, remember economics 101 stuff, jobs always follow manufacturing. So this is a part of making America great again. And this is how the founding fathers envisioned our country to be, is you tax foreign goods, make them expensive so people don't want them, produce domestically. And then when you produce domestically, you're creating jobs, and you're creating jobs, people are spending more money. And then you have more tax revenue with the property tax, sales tax, income tax. There's more people working. So the housing market explodes. More people can invest, right? This is a brilliant plan, right? Because progressive income taxes are one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. You know, it's not like this magic thing that people just do to make money for a government. No, it's a communist idea where the founding fathers just wanted to put tariffs on imported goods.
Right. Well, before the Constitution was amended, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled that an income tax was unconstitutional. That's why they had to amend the Constitution in order to legalize it after the Federal Reserve was established.
So many problems when you look throughout history. Yeah. It's like if they would have only done something differently, right? But they didn't. So now we have to deal with the hand that's dealt us, right? And so, but there's ways to fix it, right? And that's what Trump wants to do. He also wants to lower corporate tax rates to as low as 15%, right? Which is a huge, massive reduction of where we are right now. It's like, boy, Kirk, this is only going to impact the wealthy, right? And it's going to make them even wealthier. No, This is where people, where Reagan got a really bad rap, you know, trickle down economics.
Yeah.
You actually create more profitability for companies because they're profitable. They're going to hire more people and everybody's working. Right. And now that helps everybody. Right. Right. So,
well, even when Trump lowered the taxes, the actual revenue went up in tax revenue because people were making more money. So even though they're paying a lower proportion of the money they were making so much more that it made more money. So this idea of increasing taxes to increase revenue is very short-sighted.
Well, it is. And so, Chase, that works for a time when your disposable and discretionary income is a lot.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're spending it a bunch and at the end of the month, you still have a bunch of money in your wallet and taxes go up and you still have money in your wallet, it's like, okay, I've got extra. I'm still going to spend. Yes, I don't care what the taxes are. I don't like it, but I'm still going to spend. But you get to a point, and this is the Laffer curve. It's an economic graph. And so when you have disposable discretionary income and you raise taxes, you actually increase government revenue. When you hit a point of critical mass where at the margin, everything, people can't afford it anymore, right? And you raise taxes, what are people going to do? They're going to pull back on their spending. And when you pull back on your spending, the government actually makes less, even though they raise the tax rate. This is where we are in America. We're living at the margin. Most of America is living hand to mouth. They have to make these awful choices. Like, should I pay my rent or my utilities or pay my mortgage or should I feed my family? Right. Or guess we can't go on a vacation this year. We're just going to have a staycation and stay home and binge watch Netflix. Right. I mean, so this is where America sadly is right now. And this is where the left wants America, because when people are hurting and people see no hope, and this is why they're so against Trump, because Trump does bring hope and he brings the hope that we're going to get out of this mess. We're going to have economic freedom, personal freedom, religious freedom, health freedom, all of that. But the left wants us to be in pain. Mm-hmm. They do. I don't care if they think they're the
party
for the
people. Because the pain is the platform.
The pain is the platform. And if banks are undercapitalized and you can't get loans anymore when people need them, they can't qualify for housing anymore because interest rates are too high and banks don't lend out money. I was just talking to a commercial real estate guy in Denver like 3 days ago, and commercial real estate in downtown Denver is down like 40%. And part of the reason is banks are no longer giving loans for commercial real estate. You have to come in with private capital or pay cash for an office building.
Well,
that really
reduces the market of people who can buy commercial real estate, right? So that means Vanguards and the BlackRocks just come in and buy everything up?
Yeah, so much. So if you can't get a loan, if you can't afford things, what are you going to do? It's human nature, Chase. You're going to do an end run around banks and go directly to the government for your, provision. Well, boy, what did they just do? When you go to the government for your safety and for your protection, for your provision, well, God is our provider. God is our protection, right? They're trying to take the place of God in people's lives, and you're never going to have a good outcome there because they don't want
you God.
Free. It is. They don't want you free. They want you enslaved because there's power in that. And that's what we're seeing right now. And so we're seeing this move and this change into a completely different paradigm shift globally. And really we're the BRICS nations, for example, have been around for a while. You know, you've been watching the show, Alex, and I talk about this all the time.
Been expanding rapidly over the last 3 years.
Oh my word. So rapidly and really rapidly after the Russia-Ukraine conflict started, because that's when Biden put the economic sanctions on Russia. Said, you can't invade our friends, Ukraine. So we're going to slap the mother of all sanctions on you and no more bank wires coming into your country. It's like Biden wanted to starve him out. So this is where Putin went to China and they got married basically, just like connected at the hip, politically, economically. And so Putin went around it. Now, a few weeks ago, 300 more economic sanctions thrown on Russia by the U.S. Treasury Department.
It didn't work the first time, so let's try it again.
Yeah. And so then that didn't really work either. So then we put another sanction on them last week, the beginning of last week, that said, we're going to sanction financial institutions or countries or companies that do business with Russia. So it's not that you just keep putting sanctions on Russia. You're now putting sanctions on companies that do business with Russia, right? So all these sanctions go to accelerate the de-dollarization of the world. And here's the thing. I'm not even saying sanctions are a bad thing. If you're at war with another country, you're either going to militarily attack them or you can attack them economically. That's what a sanction is for. But here's where clueless in this. It's like, know your audience. Seriously, read the room. You're dealing with Putin here. You're not dealing with the Dominican Republic who exports pineapples. You're dealing with somebody who has raw materials and oil and gas and
giant
and everything.
Mass.
So they want to de-dollarize the world in a big way. Well, what happened at the end of last week, Putin and the president of India, Modi, got together. Modi's never been to meet with Putin in Russia before, right? So it's like, what are they doing? I mean, they're both BRICS nations, sure, but they had 15 talking points, and the photo ops that came after that are, these guys are best buddies. They're like pals. Look at their, whatever they did, they're smiling, they're happy. Well, what are they doing? Putin is actually taking control of the BRICS nations and being not just their spokesperson, but he is actually creating alliances that will help Russia in a big, massive way. They've already got a political economic alliance with China, right? And now in his quest to de-dollarize the world, he's got this economic alliance now with India and a military alliance with North Korea.
And people don't realize this. The IMEC corridor that was announced by Netanyahu just a month before Israel was attacked was supposed to create an economic alliance with India that went through Saudi Arabia and all the way through Israel. Kirk, we're coming up on a break here in 15 seconds. Please stay with us because your analysis is just absolutely fascinating to me. And there's so much more to unpack on the other side. Make sure that y'all visit kepm.com/gold or call 720-605-3900 and stay with us for more from Kirk on the other side.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that.
This is just a top formula, super high quality, organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Bill Gates up through that little chick attack. You know how he walked, like a demonic yell. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
Hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan.
Ever seen a Cellini?
My name's Glenn Beck.
That's Hillary.
Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter. I was raised by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Chris Hayes with glasses like he's old smart guy.
Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg.
Job of the Hutt.
I'm the amazing Randy.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am William F. Buckley of the Sun.
Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and be the reason we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser with the great Dr. Kirk Elliott on the air with us. Dr. Elliott, we were just talking about BRICS and their expansion and these sanctions. And let me just try to summarize my understanding. You can tell me where I'm wrong or where I'm right, because you're by far and away the expert on this matter compared to me. But basically, we went off the gold standard in the 70s. Some people argue we went off in the 30s under FDR when the federal government exhibited its power to just seize all personal gold on demand. Some people even say it goes all the way back to the Federal Reserve. But we're a fractional reserve banking system. Our fiat currency is backed by nothing. It's literally fake currency. Our money is a lie. And this OPEC deal was reached to basically ensure that oil abroad would be traded using U.S. dollars, which created an artificial demand for our currency internationally, which has propped up until this point the dollar. Now, because we're the global reserve currency and all the economies of the world in one way or another are dependent on our currency, they have to convert to dollars at some point in time if they trade in oil internationally. This has given us the ability as an economic superpower to impose sanctions on countries like Iran and Russia and China and others, which has over decade after decade embittered them toward us, right? So Iran hates us, Russia hates us, China hates us. We throw sanctions on them, they hate us even more. And out of that, it has created an incentive that has catalyzed these major nations to conspire to subvert the dollar as the global reserve currency any way that they can so that they can liberate themselves from our economic dominance and this basically global tyranny that we've imposed economically on the world if people don't play ball with our national security or international security or foreign policy incentives or agendas, right? So we got the situation where Russia and China and Iran really hate that the dollar is the global reserve currency. We know that Iran backs organizations like Hamas and other terrorist organizations. They target countries like Israel. We tried to establish this IMEC corridor to compete with China's Belt and Road Initiative so that they couldn't use trade monopolies as a way to subvert the dollar. We tried to set up a competing route from India through Saudi Arabia to the port of Haifa in Israel. And then all of a sudden Israel gets attacked and we see this massive, just terrible conflict, you know, on both sides, just terrible happening. It seems like every war that we've been in since 1913 has in some way, shape, or form been an effort of our national security apparatus to protect the dollar as the global reserve currency, to artificially bolster the dollar. And as long as our money remains a lie, war remains inevitable. And if war remains inevitable, then escalation is inevitable, which means that we're going to see some major shifts in power dynamics militarily and economically over the course of the next 80 years, I think, before the end of this century. And gold is basically the only sure bet. Am I right? Am I just, you know, 30,000 foot layman analysis there?
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Chase. And so, but I don't think the thing where I would disagree slightly is,
yes,
I don't think it's going to take 80 years.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll probably see this tectonic shift within probably the next 3 to 5. I mean, I really think so. When you, it's because the BRICS nations are so big, right? Even now, as we speak, you know, it's grown from Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa.
Yes.
As the original BRICS to BRICS plus, plus, plus. And now it's basically BRICS plus, plus, plus OPEC nations.
Yeah. LGBTQI right? plus BRICS plus, plus, plus.
I mean, all of
BRICS.
It.
Like, yes.
Yeah. You just add more letters if you want more of something, right? So what they've added was the manufacturing might of China. And now you've got the massive, technology center in India and the military and the natural resources coming from Russia. Now you have oil from the OPEC nations. I mean, this is a big, mighty trade bloc, right?
Yes.
That's 50% of the world's population right now. But there's over 20 or 30 countries, according to the World Economic Forum, that are waiting to get into the BRICS nations. Like, they've applied. They want to be members because they want to be members of a winning team, right? That's how they view it.
Yes.
And sure, China has over 30,000 tons of gold, you know, to back their currency, so to speak, because, and
at least
Russia
has
1,000
tons. I think they lie about their numbers. I think they have more than they say.
Yeah, they always lie about their numbers. It's like, who even knows, right? But the estimates, when you look at how much China is the largest producer of gold on the planet, mining wise, they're the largest purchaser of gold on the planet, and they don't sell anything that they produce. Right? So it's like, okay, they're the largest miner and they're not selling it, but they're keeping it for themselves. And
we can track how much they import, but we can't track externally how much that they actually mine, because they could lie about those numbers. So they are setting themselves up to establish another global reserve currency.
Exactly. They want what America had. Right. This is why Putin wants to de-dollarize the world, because they're part of BRICS too.
Yep.
And Putin's like the spokesperson for the BRICS nations, right? He wants to control the show. So here's where this is a big deal. If these were small countries and small potatoes and just little bilateral trade agreements, who cares? But it's not. It's over 50% of the world's population. So here's my prediction. I'm not much into making them. I don't like to, because either you're going to be right or you're wrong. But I think I'm right on this one, is they are all getting so big that they're ultimately going to put economic sanctions on America, right? And so they're going to fight back the way that we fought with them, because now they have a huge power block where they actually can, right? So here's where the depth
of
the dollar.
You can't fire me, I quit. Like, that's kind of the idea, yeah, right?
So,
oh, you want to sanction me? I sanction you.
Yeah. So the death of the dollar is actually coming, and I don't think there's an awful lot we can do about it, because even if Trump were to come back tomorrow in office, you know, what's he going to do? Go to China and say, hey, remember, you know, that reserve currency that we used to have, and under the Biden administration, you guys all took it. Well, we're taking it back. And because they're over half of the world's population, they're going to say, no, you're not. We're keeping it now. And so there is just going to be this shift. Where, what does that mean? It means we're going to need a president like Trump that will have discretion in his spending, that will grow the economy, because we can't just print willy-nilly anymore like they have in the past.
Whenever Congress would meet. You can't do that unless you have the global reserve currency, so we have to be economically independent.
When Congress would meet every single year and it's like, okay, we got to raise the debt ceiling because we spent too much again. You know, they always pretended like, oh, this is such a big deal. We might have to shut down the government. No, they're never going to do that. They're just going to print more money, which is what they've always done.
Yep.
And they didn't really care, because they knew they had built-in demand for the currency because we were the petrodollar. Well, now that we don't have that anymore, you have to have discretion in spending. This is what Trump's going to bring to the table. You can be a prosperous nation without being the world's reserve currency, because I don't think we're getting that back. But you have to have discretion in your spending. You have to cut costs. You have to cut taxes. You have to lower the inflation rate because of printing money, and have inflation come because of a healthy reason. Not all inflation is unhealthy, Chase. The prices will go up as the economy grows, as it can sustain higher prices because wages are going up. That's actually okay inflation. That means the economy is growing. But when your economy is shrinking, you've got wage reduction and you've got increasing taxes, and the only reason there's inflation is because you're printing a ton of money to fund everything. Well, that's bad inflation, right? So here's though, I read this book, and have you ever read The Fourth Turning?
Oh yeah. We're in the fourth turning.
I mean, I love that book.
Steve Bannon's right? a major so advocate of that book. Again. It's so, I mean, they predicted some things with astounding levels of accuracy, including, I believe, the 9/11 attacks.
Astounding. So basically
the premise of the book is that history is not linear, it's cyclical. And so there are cycles that civilization go through every 20 to 80 years. And there's a first turning, second turning, third turning, fourth turning, and you can predict with astounding accuracy the nature of what different generations will be like and accomplish based on the cyclical perspective of history rather than a linear perspective. So right now we're in what's called a fourth turning, which is an incredibly tumultuous, difficult, challenging time. Go ahead. It is.
And so 500 years of history. And this book was written in 2009. Remember that, everybody listening to this, because it was prophetic in nature. And the guy was just a sociologist, right? So first turning after World War II, you know, we came back, the troops came back and they were happy and excited. America was a big kid on the block and it was a post-crisis, right? So the first turning is always after a crisis.
Yes.
Is an upbeat era where institutions and communities strengthen and individualism weakens. So this is post-World War II. Then those parents have kids, right? So the kids in the second turning, this is an awakening. This would be like the 60s, you know, free love and free drugs and sex, drugs and rock and roll and, you know, the 60s, right? So that's a period of spiritual upheaval where the current value system goes under attack, right? So then those kids have kids and the third turning, which is an unraveling, right? Imagine having your parents be somebody who is sex, drugs, rock and roll, drugs all the time. And that generation, and they're teaching their kids. So it's a less upbeat era of strengthening individual and weakening institution, but a new value system starts to emerge as those kids begin to realize, ooh, what my parents did probably wasn't good.
Right. So I really wish they wouldn't have cut off my balls when I was 12 years old.
Yeah, exactly. but here's the thing. Those people who were alive in the 60s are now the political leaders during the time of the fourth turning.
Yes.
So this is weird how this is all kind of alternating like generations, right? So the fourth turning, which we're in right now, is a decisive area of crisis, climax, values and regimes result in the replacement of the old civic order with a new one, right? So the last one that we had was in 1929, the World War II, and perhaps during 9/11, there was another fraction of one. But here's where in 2009, these two authors, and I'm not saying this is the Bible, right? But this is an amazingly accurate book, right? Listen to this quote. Sometime before the year 2025, America will pass through a great gate in history commensurate with the American Revolution, Civil War, and twin emergencies of the Great Depression and World War II. Every fourth turning has registered an upward ratchet in the technology of destruction and in mankind's willingness to use it. This time, America will enter a fourth turning with the means to inflict unimaginable horrors and perhaps will confront adversaries who possess the same.
Artificial intelligence.
By the year 2025, we've got wars, we've got rumors of wars, we've got this reserve currency status leaving, banks failing, you had a pandemic, and you had the former head of the CDC, which 2 weeks ago said, dude, COVID? That was nothing. That had a 0.6% mortality rate. What's coming next with this avian flu, which is the next pandemic, he said it's a matter of when, not a matter of if, it is the next pandemic, has a mortality rate of up to 20%, striking fear into people, right? So they can put masks on them again, so they can force vaccinations, so they can do all this nonsense, they can shut down the economy, right? It's like, okay, you've got this great crisis. But at the same time, you've got Trump, who lived through an assassination attempt, who's now wants freedom, political freedom, economic freedom, religious freedom. And America is starting to wake up, and Trump's, you know, like we talked about, his legal battles, a lot of those battles are going away, being found unconstitutional. There's this awakening that's happening, right? As people are seeing the lies, and their wallets will tell them inflation's not what it is. It's way higher than that. So then we go to the first turning again, which is a prophetic generation. It's a artistic generation. It's the period again, like after World War II, post-crisis, upbeat era where institutions and communities strengthen while individualization weakens, right? So, and so we've got this. And who's going to be president probably during that turning? President Trump, right? Yeah. To bring us into a new era of American prosperity, and where what the enemy tried to steal from us and take away with all of these restrictions and things economically that we've talked about on this show numerous times, unified ledgers, programmable money, digital social profile, social credit score, having the ability to cut you off from using your money, which is why we talk about things like gold and silver as a mechanism to avoid the onslaught of what's coming of digital money and programmable money and Big Brother. It's like, man, I don't even think George Orwell could actually imagine how bad it was going to be, right? It's like, but so we're moving into this next pendulum shifting moment in history where I'm excited because of the leaders that are being put in place. America is waking up, but that always happens during a fourth turning, during time of great crisis. And people realize, how did we get here? Let's not repeat the mistakes of the past. And this is a very exciting message, even though it's very dark, because what's coming is going to be great. But before we get to that point, it's going to get worse than it already is.
So what does worse look like, Kirk? What do you think that we're going to see over the course of the next 4 or 8 years?
Well, I think we're going to have another run of bank failures, like pretty soon.
And right? Not even, just small, even, kind of obscure banks, but do you think it's going to start being the big boys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, well, just 3 weeks ago, the FDIC and the Fed gave JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, and Bank of America this nasty gram that said, hey, you know, your orderly resolution plan that you put together, if there's an economic failure, how are you going to pay off your depositors? How are you going to have an orderly resolution plan out of the mess? They said that doesn't cut it, right? But when you read the memorandum, it's not about their commercial real estate losses or their unrealized losses. It's not about their residential real estate or their credit card debt or the student loans that Biden's actually paying up. It's not about any of that. It's about their derivatives debt. See, this derivatives debt nightmare is going to take down the big boys. Small banks don't have global derivatives. The big ones do, which is this highly leveraged debt. Now, Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase both have $55 trillion of derivatives each. America has $39 trillion worth of debt since 1776 as the most prosperous country on the planet. We've got that much debt. These two institutions have more than the national debt per bank. And the other two, wow, Bank of America and Citi, both have $20 to $30 trillion each. I mean, these aren't small potatoes. Yeah, so you get one of those shoes to drop, the dominoes are going to start falling. Everyone's going to say, what? If Chase went down, what about my bank? And it's going to be a run on the banks everywhere. So I think that that happens, and I think that that's a fait accompli. I think that happens because FDIC only has 1.17% of all deposits covered now. 1.17%.
Let me ask you this then, in light of that, what would happen just hypothetically in America if, let's just say, 50% of the population decided on the same day, let's just say December 7th, right, date which would limit infamy, decided to go to the bank and ask for $100 withdrawn from their accounts? Would it even be there? If you know, 150 million people went to the bank and asked for $100, would the banks even be able to do it?
No, I don't think that they would. We'd have to do the math.
Yeah.
Right? But you look at the total number of deposits in America, and FDIC only has 1.17%. Banks are starved for capital. So we could do the math on that. I just don't have
calculated. Sure. And I didn't mean to throw you a curveball.
But the point is, when we used to have about 2.7% of FDIC funds, you know, to cover all deposits. But then you had Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, Silvergate Bank, Credit Suisse, and First Republic. Five regional banks. None of these are massive banks. They're regional banks. That took away half of FDIC's reserves. So now we're at 1.17%, right? So what that tells me is we have another five or six regional banks and you take care of the rest. There's nothing left at FDIC. And now they stopped the emergency funding program that came after Silicon, that expired at sunset in March. So there's no more emergency funding for banks, but now they don't want these banks to go into default and go to FDIC because they don't have enough money.
Right.
So then they've like, oh, how convenient. They've got bail-in legislation through the Dodd-Frank bill in 2009. This is why Janet Yellen said it's not going to be up to the government. Too big to fail. That's nonsense. We're going to make the depositors bail out their own institutions. So point to, note to self, you better make sure that you know that your bank that you have is financially secure because you're going to be the one bailing them out in a bail-in.
Wow.
Right? So this is where it gets ugly. It doesn't take much, Chase, to actually create havoc and have the scene, and it's a wonderful life where everyone went into the bank right. In that old black
Isn't
and white movie.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's yeah. not though.
Well,
it's,
well,
it's
look,
not when
we've
you
got
can't
about 30 seconds left together or so. Can you please tell people where to find you, where to work with you, and just kind of do the final elevator pitch on why it's so important to call you as soon as possible?
Well, everything that we talked about is the why, right? It's like, okay, so are you concerned about your bank? Are you concerned about the inflationary pressures, these wars and rumors of wars? This is not trying to create fear. We don't have to sensationalize the world that we're living in. It's bad. But we have to actually explain where we are to understand how important the solution is, right? So to me, the solution right now is tangible assets, gold and silver.
Yep.
Hasn't always been. You know, during the Trump years, during the Reagan years, other normal traditional assets did amazingly well. But we're at a point now where we have to pay the piper. So gold and silver, tangible, physical gold and silver is the best way to do it. I'm not talking about paper, not ETFs, not mining shares. Right. They're all just paper proxies. Physical that somebody has to take delivery of either in your IRA or at your home or a personal depository account. Somebody has to take delivery of it because it's a thing. Right. Yeah. And so that's
Carf,
where the
thank
safety
you so much for coming
comes.
On. I'm sorry to cut you off short, but we only have about 8 seconds left before I have to run this report from Alex Jones. Please, everyone, visit KEPM.com/gold or call 720-605-3900.
Since Saturday, Candace Owens, you name it, have asked me hundreds of times, different people have, what would have happened if Trump was killed on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania? There are so many horrible scenarios that come out of that. It makes my head hurt. But I guarantee you this, and I predicted before it happened, when I predicted the attempted assassination, that the globalists would then stage false flags and blame it on Trump supporters as a response back, probably killing Biden. But we're talking about truck bombs, terror attacks on black colleges, you name it, because the globalists are an outside powerful BlackRock banking force. They need to have Americans fight with each other, so they would create divide and conquer. The sky's the limit. I mean, I single out black churches, black colleges, just the globalists have targeted those before. It could be anything. They could blow the White House up and say Trump did it and get rid of their other problem by at the same time. So we were looking at a civilizational civil war at the same time World War III with the Russians if they would have killed Trump. I mean, Trump is the only one that dodged a bullet. All of society dodged a bullet. We can talk about it in the comments below, what the different events would have been, but you notice Biden's hiding out right now because he knows the globalists want to get him and Trump as well. He's a horrible globalist, but he's trying to be the president to protect his family and get more money. So there's all this infighting inside the bureaucracy that's hijacked the country. So we're outside of that bureaucracy saying what's going on over there, but it's all these factions that are fighting with each other over control. Meanwhile, Trump is taking over the Republican Party through the legislative process, through elections, through the law, and trying to get elected the proper way for reform, where in a constitutional republic, we have elections instead of wars and civil wars. And that's why they're pissed, is because he does have the backing of the people in America and across the world. So I will talk about it tomorrow live in studio in Austin, Texas. I'm about to take off on a plane back to Austin, cover Bohemian Grove here, amazing events. But I will break down what would have happened if they killed Trump, because it's important to understand what's going to happen if they do kill Trump, because that's their next move. I'll see you all at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and Relox Jones right here on X. But thank God they didn't kill Trump, because the New World Order couldn't even carry out the assassination. Imagine what would have happened if they did kill Trump. They are just desperate. They're not thinking things out. Second order, third order, fourth order. They can't even execute first order because they're incompetent, inbred globalists that were handed the control of America hereditarily and through the bureaucracy and through cliques and nepotism, and don't know how to run it. Because it's one thing to have a tyranny, that's bad enough, but incompetent tyranny is the worst combination there is when you have biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons. That's the true breakdown. We'll be covering it all live right here at Relox Jones.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible, because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.